Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are super glad to be here with you today. This is episode 2340, if you're keeping track. And if you've got questions about your home improvement projects, your DIY dilemmas, whether you've started a project or you're stuck in the middle of a project or you're just getting ready to do a project, we would love to help you take that all-important first step. Help yourself first, though, by reaching out to us by going to moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask. You can click the blue microphone button, record your question, and you will be among the first to get an answer from us. Hey, coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about summer storms. You know, the storms that pop up in late summer, and even, I guess, those in early fall can be pretty severe and the most damaging, especially when it comes to lightning. So we're going to share some tips on what you need to know about protecting your house and your stuff from lightning just ahead.
And older windows definitely have their charm, but they do come with their challenges, too. So we're going to explain how you can free those windows when they get stuck and then keep them free without damaging the panes or even shattering the glass.
Yeah, that's a really bad thing when you're trying to free a stuck window when you break it. I've actually done that. It's actually pretty easy to do. Whoops. All right, guys. Plus, if you love the grill, but maybe your grill has been seeing some better days, now's a good time to replace it. Lots of sales going on right now. So we're going to share a few tips to help you take advantage of those late summer sales and select some great grills for the years ahead.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. How can we help you make your forever home the best it can be? So let us know what projects you have planned. What are you wrapping up from the summer season of projects? Do you have some new ones for the fall? Whatever you've got on your plate, let us help you tackle it.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can call us at 888-666-3974 with those questions, or better yet, post them at moneypit.com/ask for the fastest possible response. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Stephanie in California is having a heating and cooling issue. Well, specifically a cooling issue in the bedroom. What's going on?
Oh, we don't know. Right now, we live in a four-bedroom house. Every room in the house except for the master bedroom gets cool in the summer. We have not done a winter yet. This bedroom, the master bedroom, is at least 5 to 7 degrees warmer than any part of the house.
Okay, well, there could be a number of reasons for that. First of all, what side of the house is it on?
It would be on the south side of the house.
The more sun, you know, the more cooling you need. So it's not unusual for a room on the south or the west side. to need more cooling power. So let's talk about what you could do to try to improve this. First of all, I would check the airflow at the registers to make sure you're getting good airflow at all of the AC registers. In some cases, systems can be balanced so that they supply more air to one room and less air to another. Just as important is to check the return register, Stephanie, because not only do you have to push cold air into the room, you have to pull the air back so it can be re-cooled. If you don't have a return in the bedroom itself, it's going to be a central return, like in the hallway, perhaps outside of the bedroom. If that's the case, you want to make sure that when you close the door of the bedroom, that there's at least a 1-inch gap under the door, because that's how the air gets pulled back and, again, recirculated. Other things that you can do would be to increase insulation over this particular room. So if there's an attic access above, for example, you could double up the insulation over that, and that would also help to keep it cooler. So I would speak with your HVAC professional initially to try to get the balance working a little bit better. And then if that doesn't work, think about adding some additional insulation. And if that doesn't work at all, the other thing you could do is you could add supplemental cooling to that. I have a room, for example, in my house where I have a split ductless system because it happens to be on the west side in my case, and it overheats. It's far away from the air conditioning system supply, and so I never quite get enough cooling air into this one room to make it comfortable. So we have a split ductless system in there that supplements it. So those are all good options to help even out the temperature of that room in the house. Stephanie, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now let's welcome Jim, who loves to put new insulation on top of old insulation and then add some more insulation in the attic. What's going on? You got something happening up there?
I'm hoping I didn't outsmart myself. I thought I would insulate my attic. I would do it myself. So I went down to the local Lowe's and picked up some insulation, put it up there, staple gunned it on. This has been going on for a few years. Well, I went up there recently, and it looks like there's some mold growing on the ceiling, on the wood that I don't have the insulation on. So now I'm thinking I've outsmarted myself. What do I do? Is it mold? I think it is. How do I get rid of it? What do I do to prevent it in the future? Did the insulation have something to do with it? Anything you could tell me, I sure would appreciate it.
Well, I don't think you outsmarted yourself, Jim. I think it was probably a good idea to add insulation in there. What you may not have known is that when you add insulation, you have to also add ventilation. Now, depending on the age of your house, you may never have had really enough ventilation to begin with, or you may have inadvertently blocked some of the soffit vents. Sometimes when we put insulation across the floor of an attic, we block the ventilation. So you need more ventilation in there so that we're not trapping that moist air inside the attic space. What will happen is that will condense on the underside of the roof sheathing, and sometimes that can grow algae or moss, or maybe even mold. I wouldn't panic too much about it. I would increase the ventilation in the attic by adding ridge and soffit vents, if at all possible. And then also, I would maybe spray it down with a 25% bleach solution. Make sure you wear a mask and glasses, and that will kill anything that's attached right there. Just keep an eye on it going forward. You want to make sure you have good ventilation. Otherwise, that sort of thing can definitely happen.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us. What are you guys working on this summer weekend? Or maybe you're wrapping up some projects, or perhaps you're just dreaming about a project for the fall? Well, whatever it is, let us help you tackle all of those to-dos. Hey, guys, have you noticed a big increase in summer lightning storms? I mean, it has been a stormy summer. So we're going to have some tips on how to protect your home's electrical panels from lightning surge damage after this. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app. With Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com.
That's ANGI.com. On our show, we talk a lot about the importance of making sure your gutters are working properly. If your gutters are clogged or if they have leaking seams and sections, overflowing water can really wreak havoc, causing everything from slippery sidewalks to flooded basements to even cracked foundations.
Now, another area where leaks are common is at the flashing between different roof sections or where vents or chimneys go through. Repairing both gutters and roof flashing requires a sealant that's easy to apply, durable, and flexible enough to expand and contract with the house.
DAP's new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Gutter and Flashing Sealant has all those qualities and more. It provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. It also has a fast 30-minute paint and rain-ready time, and it's designed for both exterior and interior use.
For gutter and flashing applications, AMP Gutter and Flashing High Performance Sealant stays flexible, crack-proof, and is backed by a lifetime guarantee. The sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects. The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Are you looking for even more home improvement ideas because you just don't have enough projects to tackle? Or perhaps you didn't even think about this project, but we're going to tell you and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I absolutely need to do that, fix that, work on that. Well, we've got a ton of ideas and we've got them coming to you every Monday and Thursday on the Money Pit podcast. You can check it out at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your favorite pods. We've got Peggy on the line who needs a product to help with a bath painting project. Actually, the bathtub. Tell us what you're working on.
I have a bathtub where the refinishing sort of came off, and it's got a water stain. I think it's a calcium stain. It's sort of a grayish on this ivory tub. Is there anything I can use to get the coating back on there and get that color back where it was?
Hey, Peggy, so when you have a finish that starts to come off of a tub like that, or in this case, it may be some erosion from the water, that pattern you describe is actually very, very common. And it's not easy to really, I shouldn't say it's easy, it's impossible to touch it up and have it look anything close to the way it naturally used to look. I do have a solution, though, for you, and it's a product that I discovered, and it's called EcoPel. Now, the EcoPel is like an epoxy refinishing kit. I found it on Amazon. I did a lot of research on it. Folks were saying that it was very effective as long as you very, very carefully follow the instructions, which they're pretty good about. There's lots of instructions and videos to go along. But when you apply this EcoPel, it essentially will look like a brand new finish. In my case, I was refinishing a tub from the 1950s that was badly worn and actually had been painted with some sort of a tub finish once before. The EcoPel, though, made it look like it was brand new porcelain right out of the factory. I was really impressed by it. So you can check that out. You'll find it on Amazon, probably other retailers as well. But you can't just touch up an area like that. You really have to redo the entire surface of the tub.
Now we've got Patrick on the line who's got a roofing question. How can we help you today?
I had a question about a metal roof versus a shingle roof. Our roof is about 17 years old, and it's ready to change.
Now, is it ready to change because you don't like the way it looks, or is it failing in some way?
Oh, no, it's actually fine. The shingles are fine. But I was kind of wondering about the cost benefit of spending twice as much for a metal roof versus a shingle roof for another. You know, how long will the shingle? How long should that metal roof last? What's the gauge of the metal? That kind of thing.
How long do you plan on staying in the house?
Forever.
Forever. Okay, that's important information. So if you put a metal roof on this house, I think it can last, for all intents and purposes, forever. The metal roofs of yesteryear, when they were properly maintained, would easily last 50 to 100 years. The metal roofs of today will do the same thing, and they can even do it more successfully because of some of the modern elements of technology that are added to it. For example, you are in Florida, is that correct?
Yes, Port Charlotte.
You know, the one nice thing is that metal roofs have reflective paint. It's like a low-E paint, and they actually reflect some of that radiant heat back off of the roof. So instead of having a roof that's like a heat collector, you're going to have a roof that's a heat reflector. So there's also an energy efficiency element to it as well. But I think that metal roofs, you know, last literally indefinitely as long as they're properly maintained. They don't need a lot of maintenance. Of course, if there's a storm and that sort of thing, they stand up a lot better. They don't fly off like shingles do. And even though it's twice as expensive, it will probably be the last roof you ever have to put on that house.
If I do this $11,000 roof, will I report that to my homeowner's insurance? And will I get a benefit from that or no?
That's a good question for your broker. Certainly, a metal roof is more fire resistant. I also would look into any energy efficiency rebates because since it's a low-E roof coating, you may actually qualify for an energy rebate, so I would look into that as well.
And how would I look into that?
You know, a good source is the Metal Roofing Alliance. That's a trade association for the metal roof industry. Go to metalroofing.com. And, in fact, they have a section on their website about tax incentives, so they are available for metal roofs.
All right. I appreciate your help.
Well, each year, the cost of lightning strikes adds up to millions of dollars of damage to the electrical systems in homes throughout the country. So to prevent this from happening to you, it's a good idea that you install a surge arrestor.
Yeah, and when we say surge arrestor, we don't really mean you install it. We mean electrician install it, because it's really the initial step for whole house protection, because it kind of safeguards all your hardwired equipment. So what are we talking about? Well, air conditioning systems, appliances, stuff that can't be protected by a simple plug-in surge device. That will probably cost you about $250 to $350 bucks, but it could save you thousands if you need to replace the equipment. And I actually saw this happen to my neighbor. You know, we've been reporting on this for years, and this actually happened to my neighbor. Her electrical system got hit by a lightning strike, and she couldn't figure out initially why she had no microwave, no range, no cable TV, no internet connectivity. It all got taken out by one strike, one surge, wiped the whole thing out. So really a good idea to do that. It's not a terribly expensive improvement, and it can definitely protect your house and your equipment.
Marion, Illinois, is on the line with a painting question. How can we help you today?
I want to paint a fireplace. It's brick. And just want to know if you can do that, first of all, and if there's a certain kind of paint you need to use.
Has it been painted before, or is it natural brick?
No, it's natural brick, original brick.
Well, you certainly can paint it, but I would think very carefully before you do this, because once you paint, you have to repaint eventually. And fireplaces tend to get very dirty and very smoky, and they're hard to keep clean. If it's just the color that you don't like, there may be some ways to sort of decorate around that color, but I would really hesitate to tell you to paint it. We get a lot of calls from folks that are not happy with painted fireplaces. They want to know how to do the exact opposite, which is get the paint off. And once you paint, it's just really hard to do that.
Okay, I was kind of worried about whether it would peel or when you say it just gets, you just have to keep repainting because of...
Well, paint over time is going to crack and dry out, and it will get so dirty just from, you know, the exhaust and the use of the fireplace that you'll get sort of that that haze around the upper portion of it, regardless of what type of screen you have. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is that since this will be its first time being painted, the brick is so porous that you're going to put a lot of time into priming because it's just going to absorb all of that primer. And you want to get a good quality primer. You want to make sure that you brush in the grout lines, roll on the surfaces of the brick, brush again. So it's a lot of steps. It can be done. But as Tom said, if you want to take that paint off, it's now a chemical stripper. And because that brick is so porous, it's going to have sucked in all of that color. And so it'll never get back to that original brick look again. It'll have that sort of hue of whatever color it was.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, great. Well, thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right. Now we've got Ed in West Virginia on the line who's doing some exterior cleanup. What are you working on?
Well, my deck. I've got a covered deck with treated wood, and it needs cleaning to get the dirt and grime off of it because since it's covered, the rain won't come in and wash it off. And I can't use a lot of water because I've got things underneath it that the water would leak down to. So and I also have exterior steps, and they're getting mossy. So what kind of a cleaning product can I use to clean this wood with?
Now, first of all, what's underneath that you don't want to get wet? Is it furniture? Are you storing stuff there?
Well, I've got basically a workshop. I've got two workshops, one inside the house and one outside under the deck.
You're going to probably have to cover those with tarps or something because you are going to need to use some amount of water. But what we would recommend is a wood cleaner. Now, cleaners, what they do is they're very good at removing dirt, removing grime, and sort of removing that oxidized grayish sort of appearance that gets on top of pressure-treated lumber. And Flood makes a good one, right, Leslie?
Yeah, Flood actually has a product called Flood Wood Cleaner, and you can mix it with water. I think 1 gallon container mix up to 5 gallons of cleaning solution, and it can actually remove a grayed appearance on lumber and give it like new appearance. Now, here's the thing. I know a lot of people think that when it comes to cleaning a deck, oh, it's just dirt, it's pollen, whatever's on it, and they think just using some water on it is going to get rid of it. But you get the same things on your car, and you don't wash your car with just water. You actually need a cleaner or a soap product, but you don't want to use soap on wood. So it's always good to use a product like a wood cleaner that really will help you get rid of all of the weathering, the dirt, the grime, you know, just the usual stuff that a winter will put on a surface. So if you go with the Flood Wood Cleaner, you can use it on exterior, interior, all kinds of woods. I mean, I'm saying interior because I'm meaning that yours is covered. I wouldn't use it in the house, but that's what I mean there. And it'll do a good job. You'll get about 1,000 square feet total from a gallon, so you'll get a really good coverage. You want to let it dry, but again, like Tom mentioned, you want to cover anything that's underneath because it is a cleanser and you don't want to get it on your tools.
Yeah, and you have to wet the deck surface first, and then once it's wet, then you apply the wood cleaner using kind of like a pump-up garden sprayer, or you can even roll it on with a brush roller like you as if you were painting.
Okay.
You let it sit on the surface for a while, and then you rinse it off.
Okay. Well, that rinsing it off is a problem.
Ed, you're not going to be able to dry clean your wood deck.
Yeah, I don't know any cleaner that's going to take that in.
It's just not going to happen. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, older windows are definitely more challenging than charming when they get themselves stuck, either shut or open. Either way, they get stuck and they are tremendously difficult to move. If this sounds familiar to you, we've got some tips for working those stuck windows free without causing more damage, like the time I put my hand right through one. We're going to help you avoid that when the Money Pit returns.
I hope there weren't any stitches involved.
It was amazing. The pane of glass just popped out. So, very strange.
Oh, very good. Well, I guess it was easy. All good.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickrete.com. That's Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
High school football action is back, broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games for only $300 per game, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels.
read reviews, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So, Leslie, you know how we're always asking for folks to give us five-star reviews?
Ruh-roh.
Well, sometimes folks actually don't give us five-star reviews. They could give us something else. And one of our latest reviews, I just want to let you know that it said, Tom's a bit monotonous and mansplainy. Leslie is better. At least she has more personality. Let me make this very clear to you, Leslie. I do not mansplain. I just say what's on my mind, and if you have any questions, you're welcome to ask me, but I do not mansplain. Is that very clear to you?
I think that might
is that
be
clear
the
to you? Is that clear to you? Is there any questions about that?
I think you're actually mansplaining a mansplaining definition. Interesting.
I think you're absolutely right.
I'm going to say that I think most men don't know when they're mansplaining.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And I think women just
tolerate us.
Tolerate. We are like, okay. But Tom, you are super smart, and I appreciate all of your knowledge.
Thank you.
I really
thank
do.
Thank you very much. I don't think I do that, but if I do, I apologize. one of our editors, our newsletter editor, told me that she can tell when I get annoyed at a question. I try not to, but sometimes we answer questions that I'm not getting annoyed at the caller. I'm getting annoyed at what happened to them. And usually it involves like a contractor that tried to take advantage of them or something of that nature. But I think I think I should be getting annoyed at stuff like that because I think I need to convey it because we don't want that to happen to people.
I'm also going to say it's not necessarily annoyance. I think it's passion. Passion for the project,
yeah,
passion for our
true.
Listeners.
That's right.
You know, it's like we want everything to go well for everybody. And I think also, given the nature of what we do and what we've seen and the projects we've worked on, you know, when things go poorly, like they can really go poorly and then things can get expensive. So we're invested.
Yeah, and the best scenario is when we can interrupt that process, right? When we can give you some tips or advice before you spend the money, you know, or going down a direction that maybe was unnecessary.
And well, your monotonous mansplaining. Steve in Pennsylvania needs some help with a building project. I love that you're planning and you've asked us to help. What's going on, Steve?
Yeah, I have a small summer cabin at Lake Tahoe, and the deck was built in the early 60s. And the step up from the deck into the cabin is a stretch. So I was wanting to put like a stoop or a landing or a step or whatever you want to call it on top of the deck that'll make the step up into the cabin a little less severe. So I was looking at maybe something about 54 inches wide and 6 to 7 inches tall, but I don't know how deep to make that step.
When you say deep to make the step, you mean what's the tread depth when you put your foot on it?
Exactly.
So what are you going to build it out of?
I was just going to put in wood. Everything else is wood up there.
So I would use a 2x12 for that step. Why not make a nice big deep step? You could use a 2x10. I mean, most steps are narrower than that, but I think a 2x12, which is 11.5 inches, would be fine.
So 12 inches deep from the edge of the cabin door to the edge of the deck.
So it's just one step basically between the deck and the cabin door. Is that correct that you want to put in?
Right.
So I would make it a 2x12. Why not? It's about 11.5 inches deep, and that'll be fine.
Well, thank you very much for your help. You have a great day.
Well, old windows, they're definitely charming, but they do come with their own very special set of maintenance headaches.
Yeah, and one of which is how to get them moving again if they get stuck. So we're going to talk you through the step-by-step solution to that.
Yeah, I think generally what happens is, you know, when you're painting a window, it's kind of hard to paint a window without it getting stuck. And the adhesive quality of that paint, I mean, especially where you don't want it to stick, it's really strong.
Yeah, it's like glue, right? So you got to be careful when it comes time to freeing up those stuck windows so you don't damage the windows or break the glass. So here's sort of my tricks of the trade for that. There are really two ways to break those windows free without breaking the glass, that is. First, you can use a wood block to tap the inside sash. Now, the sash is the part that slides up and down like in a double-hung window, right? And you put the wood block on top of that window like where the front sides of the frame come together. And you tap it, even though the window is closed, right? You tap it, and as that window drives down ever so slightly, it tends to break the paint seal. And that will free up the window. It's kind of counterintuitive because you think, well, shouldn't I be tapping it up like pulling it up as if I was opening the window. Actually, no, you want to tap it real quickly down, and that breaks that seal, and then you can move it up and down.
All right, here's another tip if that doesn't seem to work. You can take a 5-in-1 painter's tool, and you can use that to break the seal that's adhering the sash in place as well. So your first effort is going to be to kind of cut through that paint seal along both the vertical sides of the sash and along the stool at the bottom of the sash and at the meeting rail where the two window sash sections meet. So you kind of want to just take that pointy edge, you know, it's like, I don't know what they call all those different parts of the 5-in-1 tool. They all have a very specific usage, but this is the pointy one.
Yeah.
So you're going to kind of slice that open. Then try it. If that doesn't work, you can gently tap the painter's tool, you know, that narrow edge that's sort of a scraper, with a hammer between the window sash and the window jamb. And as you tap that painter's tool, you want to have an assistant hold that vacuum. So assistant, I mean kids, spouse, whoever's there to give you a hand, hold the vacuum hose directly below because there's going to be paint dust, there's going to be chips, there's going to be stuff coming around. Some of it's going to be small, and this way you're kind of just nipping it in the bud before it comes to the floor.
Yeah, and you basically move outside and you repeat the process by cutting that paint seal around the entire sash. You're kind of freeing up that sort of glue effect of the paint sort of sealing the window shut. And when you get it freed up and you've done the best you can also slip a flat bar underneath the sash and gently and in line with sort of those vertical sides of the window, pry out the sash until it breaks free. And then after you got it moving, then you want to raise it and lower it a few times to see how smoothly it rides. Now, if you want to lubricate that, you can't use WD-40, right, because it's wood, but you could use a lithium spray. The lithium spray tends to be a little heavier. It'll stick around. It's also sometimes a bit powdery, and that will help that window move and continue to move for some time going forward.
This is the Money Pit coming up. If you love to grill, but that grill has seen some better days, end of summer sales mean now is a great time to replace it. We're going to have some tips on what you could be looking for next.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, host of the Money Pit Podcast with tips to help prepare your home for a stormy summer. Get ultimate storm protection by installing a quality metal roof. Exceptionally strong and resilient, metal roofs can withstand fires, hurricanes, ice, and snow. And new styles mimic tile and slate and clean easily with just soap and water. Replace old single-pane windows with new Energy Star certified windows from Pella and save hundreds a year in energy bills. Pella's innovative windows even include hidden screens that disappear when not in use. A well-insulated home lowers energy bills and increases comfort year-round. Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus from Owens Corning is made from natural ingredients, offering enhanced fire, moisture, and sound benefits. And instead of replacing your smoke alarm batteries, replace the alarm with First Alert's 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarms, available at Lowe's. The 10-year sealed battery lasts the life of the alarm and means no low battery chirps. For more, follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. When it comes to the materials we use to build a house, concrete has got to be the strongest. And you'd think that it should also be the toughest, but strength definitely has its weaknesses. And when it comes to concrete, that's often the cracks that form. Now, once that happens, and especially if water is allowed to seep in, those cracks will multiply and get bigger and bigger.
Well, DAP has a new product that can help. The new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Self-Leveling Concrete and Masonry Sealant provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. Within an hour, it's also ready to paint and can stand up to rain. And it requires no additional tools, stays flexible, and won't crack, shrink, or bubble. Plus, it's backed by a lifetime guarantee.
DAP's AMP self-leveling concrete and masonry sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide. Or learn more at DAP.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on these end of summer weekends? You know, it's like we're running out of this warm weather and we're going to be heading into the chilly fall, which I love. I love, love, love the fall. It's the best time of year. Well, besides Christmas. But it really is a great time of year, you guys, to get a lot of stuff done and enjoy the outside. So whatever it is that you are working on, we are here to lend a hand. I mean, everything from gardening to the garage. On the Money Pit podcast, you're going to get all that help you need to create your best home ever. So be sure to follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast. Kathy in Arizona is on the line and needs some help cleaning the garage. What can we do for you?
Well, we bought this house last fall, and the garage floor is, I'm sure, grease from the cars, but I don't know how to clean it up. I'm just wondering if I can do that myself or if I've got to hire somebody to do that.
I think you can do it yourself. What you want to do is pick up some trisodium phosphate. It's known as TSP. You'll see it in the hardware store or paint aisle of a home center. Mix that up into a paste-like consistency and cover the area of the stain. Let it sit for a while and then wash it out. Now, old oil stains are among the most difficult to take up. But it will brighten it up a bit. And if you want it to be cleaner than that, what I would do is I would wash the floor, let it dry really well, and then paint it. You could use an epoxy painting, garage floor painting system. It's a two-part epoxy that's chemical cured. So you mix the two parts of the paint together, you apply it to the floor, then you wait an hour or two, and it basically hardens right up for you. And then it'll be a lot easier to clean after that.
Okay, but so I can still put that epoxy over if I don't get all this grease up?
No, once you clean up the grease, as I mentioned, the grease may be up, but it might still be stained. And if you wanted to make it look nicer, then you could paint it.
Yeah, because the beginning part of this kit is usually like an etching compound that sort of prepares the floor to receive the coating. So if you can just get the actual grease off, even though the stain is there, it'll prepare it so that it will adhere to it.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Well, if the grill you've been using all summer long is starting to look a little worse for wear, now is a great time to think about replacing it. I mean, we're really starting to see those summer sales cropping up, and it's not hard to find a good deal on a grill.
Yeah, and what makes it confusing, though, are the many, many options available. So to help you sort out the best, we've kind of boiled this down to really three issues. First of all, you need solid hardware. You want to look for stainless steel hardware and a solid aluminum body. These grills are the most durable, and they can take the heat very, very well.
Yeah, next thing you kind of want to be checking out the burner design, like the layout. You should look for an H-style burner design because it provides an even distribution of heat. And you want to make sure that the burner is made from stainless steel. If it's not, you can expect to have to replace it in a couple of years.
And lastly, check the warranty. Shop for a grill that comes with a warranty that covers all parts of the grill, including the burner and the valves. You know, some so-called lifetime warranties only cover the grill body, like as if anything could go wrong with the aluminum body. Nothing goes wrong with the body, so why do you need a warranty on the body?
Yeah, no, it's everything inside.
Right, so you want something that's going to cover those burners, because I tell you what, that's what rusts out. And if they do rust out, they can be replaced, but you shouldn't have to do that anytime soon.
Yeah, and you know what else you could look for, guys? Like a griddle. We replaced our grill with a flat cooktop, a Blackstone. It's awesome.
Earlier this summer, I replaced burners and I replaced the cooking grates. But I never thought about adding a griddle to it.
Oh, no, no. We got rid of the barbecue itself and got a Blackstone flat top. It is outstanding. Bonnie in Pennsylvania is on the line with a dippy driveway. Tell us what's going on.
Well, our driveway was asphalt originally, and it's probably like 30, 40 years ago, and there really isn't much left to it now, but most of it is fine. It stays solid, but just two parts actually have great big dips in them, so you kind of go down in, and the water collects in there. So I was wondering what we could fill that in with. It's not like the rest of the driveway is kind of not existent now, but it's not a prop.
Well, at least you have a speed bump built into your driveway, you know.
Yeah.
Probably safer that way.
Yeah.
If you've got a 30 or 40-year-old driveway, I mean, that driveway doesn't really owe you any money. You can, you know, patch it. You can have it professionally patched with more asphalt material. But my concern is that whatever's causing that dip is an underlying problem, and it's just going to reform over and over again. I mean, once you start to get a dip, of course, the water gets in there, and it sort of exacerbates it. But I think your options are to top coat that driveway, which you could do with more asphalt material. It's a professional project. It's not one you can do yourself. Or if you want to go ahead and invest the time and the money right now, you could just tear it out and build it again. When it gets to be that age, it really does have to be replaced. If you think about it, you know, roads have to be replaced far more frequently than that. But as you got a 30 or 40-year-old driveway, it's probably reached the end of a normal life cycle, and it's time for it to be torn out and completely replaced, not top coated. But you could buy yourself some time by doing the top coat application.
Could you just fill it in with stone or something for now, or no?
No, because it's just going to fall out. You know, it's not really a do-it-yourself project. You have to put more asphalt, you know, mixed with stone under pressure, rolled over it. But my concern about, you know, recoating a driveway that's that old is it's just not going to last that long.
Yeah, there's nothing much left to recoat it.
Right, yeah, so it's not worth it. Okay, Bonnie?
Okay, thank you.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit. Just ahead, David says his insulation keeps falling out of the floor in his crawl space, and he wants to know if he can insulate the crawl space walls instead. We're saying no, so we're going to explain why next.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Have you ever wanted to memorize scripture and know it so well that you can share its truth with others without skipping a verbal beat? Have you ever thought that was impossible?
Well then, you've never met Dr. Tom Meyer, nationally known as the Bible Memory Man.
That's right, Jane. In his class that begins September 5th through December the 11th at Shasta Bible College and Graduate School, Professor Meyer will illustrate and teach his proven method of memorizing and reciting God's Word. I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas, here with Chaplain Jane D'Angelo. We're amazed at how Dr. Tom's students respond to the memorization techniques he teaches them. Enroll today for his class, Tuesday afternoon, September 5th through December the 11th, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
That's right. Enrolling for accredited college credit or audit will prepare you for the spiritual battles ahead. And remember, Dr. Meyer is the Bible memory man who recites God's word from memory.
You can register for Dr. Meyer's class today by calling 530-221-4275. That's 530-221-4275.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Thermofiber in my crawl space and actually even the first floor of my house. And I did it because it's more moisture resistant and it's also stiffer in the sense that when you stick it up into the floor joist space, it tends to support itself, frankly, because it's just doesn't have as much flex as fiberglass. Although I did put the wires in on top of that, but I like the thermofiber for those reasons. It's also more fire resistant. You know, there are folks that will put insulation on the crawl space walls, and you could do that. There's a special type of blanket, but it's not going to replace what you put on the floor, and your floor is going to be super cold and uncomfortable. Now, as to the question for foundation vents, the foundation vents really should be open about 9 months of the year. And the reason you have foundation vents is because there's moisture in that crawl space that you want to allow to vent with the outside air. Typically, if you live in, say, the Northeast, I would close those vents maybe like November, December, January, or maybe even just December, January. Kind of like those three coldest months of the year, I would keep them closed. But for the rest of the year, I would definitely leave them open.
All right. Now we've got one from Julie who writes, the sliding glass doors on my tub enclosure were looking disgusting, so I removed them, including the frame strips. Can I replace the doors myself, or should I hire someone? And is there anything tricky about this project I should know?
You know, if it's a standard size door, you could do it yourself because, man, I've seen some pricing on those custom doors lately. Leslie, I couldn't believe they were in the thousands to put glass doors on. Just ridiculous. I can't imagine justifying that kind of money. So I would look at the kits that are available in the standard sizes and do it yourself. It's really not a difficult project, and they're going to last a long time. The last door I did was a big shower door in a condo that we own and rent. And it went very, very smoothly. It looks fantastic.
Well, you know, it's, they really do. When they're done well and there's so many awesome ways you can achieve these shower doors, they are fantastic. They look great.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending a part of your weekend with us. We hope you picked up a tip or two to help you take care of your home and make it the place that you want to be, create that forever home. And remember, if you've got questions, whenever you think about that, you can reach out to us at 888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. You can record your question right there and get a fast response from us. Until next time, though, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Biden took time out for another weekend at the beach in Delaware to visit Florida today. Witness from the sky Hurricane Idalia's impact across the state before took a walking tour of the city of Live Oak.
If there's anything your state needs, I'm ready to mobilize that support. Anything they need related to these storms. Your nation has your back, and we'll be with you until the job is done.
Idalia made landfall Wednesday morning along Florida's sparsely populated Big Bend region as a Category 3 storm. Widespread flooding and damage before moving north into Georgia and the Carolinas. Number of people on the official list of those missing from the Maui wildfire standing at 385, nearly unchanged from a week earlier. The impeachment trial of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton set to start Tuesday on charges of bribery and abuse of office. Paxton is just the third official in the state's nearly 200-year history to be impeached. Labor Day weekend in full swing, some airports reporting record-setting numbers, and by some measures, air travelers seem to be enjoying a less stressful summer than last year, but canceled flights remain elevated as airlines face their last big test of the prime vacation season this weekend. AAA spokeswoman Axia Diaz says they've seen a big increase in the number of people wanting to travel overseas for the Labor Day holiday.
AAA booking data shows that international travel is up 44% compared to last year, and that is consistent with the trend we've seen throughout 2023. Many people want to get away. There's pent-up travel demand. Many people did not get to go abroad during the pandemic, and now they're making up for lost time. We're seeing that Europe is one of the top destinations, and it's those cities that we all know and love, so Paris, Rome, London, Dublin.
Check out the latest details at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Hong Kong weathers Typhoon Sola, BBC's Martin Yip reports.
It made the landfall in the early hours of Saturday morning, but then is now skirting again along the coast of western Guangdong province. It would make, it's expected to make another landfall when it reaches an area called the Lazhou Peninsula.
Nearly 900,000 people were moved to safety. Most of Hong Kong and parts of the coastal mainland suspended business, transport, and classes. Damage appeared to be minimal, however, and some services were returning to normal by afternoon. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz took a fall while jogging. He sustained bruises to his face, and that prompted him to cancel some appointments over the weekend. The 65-year-old canceled appointments for Sunday at the central Hesse region, where state elections are being held October 8th. More at townhall.com. A Michigan child is alive thanks to a police officer.
The officer from the Warren Police Department stopped a motorist for speeding and in the process saved the life of an 18-month-old boy. Officer Brendan Frazier says the baby was turning blue with his eyes rolled back and it appeared the child was choking. So the officer hit the little boy's back firmly several times. That freed the blockage and got the boy to breathing again. Officials say the little boy is doing just fine. Jason Walker reporting.
The entrance to the Burning Man Counterculture Festival in the Nevada desert's been closed due to flooding and storms, which makes it pretty tough to get in. It's going to remain closed for the remainder of the event, which is scheduled to end on Monday. Organizers urging festival goers to conserve food, water, and fuel and to shelter in a safe place. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Lois Gretti.
And do you have a DIY dilemma? You got a project you want to tackle around your Money Pit? Well, we are here to help because we are in the Money Pit prevention business. We're going to help you spend some money to do it once, do it right, and not have to do it again, or maybe not spend any money at all if we can tell you how to do it yourself. But help yourself first by reaching out to us with questions, because that's why we're here, and that's what we love to do, is to answer questions about your projects. The way to get in touch with us is by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or, better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response. Coming up on today's show, if you'd like your home to feel open and airy, but you just don't have the budget for a big remodel, well, we're going to share some smart tips to help you open up the space without emptying your bank account in the process.
And maintaining a home that is safe and secure is an important part of the American dream, and advanced technology and smart home security products now makes that easier than ever to accomplish. But with so many options, how do you get started with a security system that works for you and is going to grow with your family? We're going to share some tips just ahead.
And painting is the one DIY project that probably seems to be the simplest to do, but that's exactly why it's even more frustrating than ever when a seemingly simple project like painting comes out badly. So we're going to share some pro painting tips to help make sure that you can avoid that happening to you.
But first, it's our job, our mission, to educate, to inspire, to help you build confidence on projects that you'd like to get done, and to simply guide you on how to get those done once, get it done right, so you don't have to do them again.
But your job is to help yourself by picking up the phone in the first place and calling us with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or going to moneypit.com/ask. And I see some folks have done just that. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Cheryl's on the line with a decking question. How can we help you today?
I'm wanting to have a deck built at the back of my home, and I have a concrete pad outside the door. And when I asked someone to come and look at it and give me an estimate about a deck, they were wanting to put the supports right on this concrete pad that's back here, but it's all broken up and all uneven from a large, very large maple tree that I have in the back. And the roots are, they're gnarly, and there a lot of them are near the surface. And so I was wondering if it would even be, you even recommend that I even think of having a deck built back there with the tree roots in the situation I have.
So first of all, this is a patio, so it's a thin concrete slab, maybe 4 or 5 inches thick. Is that what you're telling me you have?
Right. Okay.
So
right.
That is not an appropriate foundation for a deck. And so anyone suggesting that it is would scare me, because in your part of the country, you need to have the footings for that deck be below the frost line. So that means that those footings have to be about 3 feet in the ground, and then on top of those footings you can build the deck. Otherwise the deck's going to ride up and down as the land freezes in the winter time. So what I would do is I would break up that patio and take it out of there. If it's already, you know, half broken up, I mean, with a jackhammer you'd probably get that thing out of there in an hour or two. It actually will come out a lot faster than what you would imagine. In terms of the tree roots, yeah, if you can get some of that out of there, it's probably not a bad idea. But clearly what you have to concentrate on is however you're going to support this deck. If it's pretty much a grade level deck, you know, you have to kind of put that beam in flush with the rest of the floor structure. If it's going to be up a little bit, then you would basically put the beam underneath the floor joist and support it on however many columns it takes to make it compliant with building code. But to do it right, it's got to be on a foundation. So don't just slap a deck structure over that patio. It's just not going to be built correctly, and I doubt it would pass building code, and it would also could devalue your house in the event you tried to sell it in the future.
Okay. Well, the contractor that I had out here, he was leery of, you know, he didn't want to disturb the tree roots too much for fear of killing this gigantic tree. And that was his...
Well, it wasn't a solution, because the roots are going to be there with or without the patio. It's not a solution. And he's not going to disturb the tree roots that much. Yes, it'll be hard to dig those holes. And you may have to chop through some of them, but I don't think just digging, you know, 3 or 4 holes for a footing is going to be enough to kill a tree.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad that I gave you a call, Dan. Thank you so much.
All right, Cheryl. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We've got Mike on the line who's dealing with pinhole leaks, and I have had these, so I know that, surprisingly, they produce a lot of water. Well, what's going on? Maybe we've got a good solution for you. How can we help?
I have a house that's just about 36 years old. The plumbing, it's a copper pipe. It's the M type of copper. About 2 months ago, I got a pinhole leak in an area in my first floor inside the wall. Got that repaired. Last week, I came home and I had another pinhole leak. And I'm just wondering, with the house being this old, should re-pipe the house possibly, or another method I've been reading about is called E-pipe. I wondered if you could give me any information on what your ideas are on that.
Hey, Mike, it's unfortunately that your plumbing has started to develop a pinhole leaks. You know, that will continue to occur over time, but I don't think it calls for an immediate replacement of your entire system. I would just monitor it. I mean, I might be a little more cautious when I go away and turn off my main water valve and that sort of thing. The other thing to think about is that whenever you're doing renovations in that house, never put a wall back that's got the old plumbing in it. You want to replace it with PEX, P-E-X, which stands for cross-links polyethylene. It's a very simple type of pipe to run because it's flexible and it doesn't have to be soldered and that sort of thing. But the reason you got those pinhole leaks, by the way, is maybe not just because the plumbing may be a bit thin, but you probably have acidic water. And when you have more acidic water, it tends to happen more frequently. So I would just monitor and repair over time. I don't think if it was my house, I would immediately think I have to replace all the plumbing. That's a pretty expensive and dramatic step when all you've suffered so far is just a couple of pinhole leaks. All right, good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Up next, open concept homes. They're popular, but they're hard to come by in older homes. Adding a pass-through between some rooms can help. We're going to have some tips to get you to that project successfully next.
You live in a money pit.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app, and with Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. If you're remodeling a kitchen or bath, there's one ingredient that you want to get right, and it's not one you'd normally think of. I'm talking about caulk. You know, it's one of the last steps to a kitchen or bath reno, but it's a really important product for sealing gaps that can cause leaks resulting in damage, including mold.
The new AMP Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant is designed for projects and applications around tubs, sinks, showers, and toilets. It can be applied on wet or damp surfaces, provides a 100% waterproof seal, it can be painted in as little as 30 minutes, and it prevents mold and mildew growth, keeping your caulk seams looking fresh and clean for the life of the sealant.
DAP's advanced hybrid sealants outperform silicone in key performance attributes such as wet surface application, paintability, and crystal clear clarity, providing maximum performance for every project.
AMP Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
1 minute you're up and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this weekend? You got a project outside, inside? You're thinking of a project to start next weekend? Well, whatever it is, let us give you a hand. From gardening to garages, check out the Money Pit podcast. We are going to help you create your best home ever. So follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast. Beverly in Ohio is on the line. How can we help you today?
I have a problem with my white vinyl fence, and I'm trying to see if you have any ideas as to what I can use to clean it. It's got black marks all over it from a youth that used to mow my grass, and I've had it power cleaned twice. I've tried just to clean it. Now I'm at a loss as to what I can do because it's an expensive.
Have you tried to use one of those green scotch pads on it? That has just a minor amount of abrasion. I'm trying to think what actually could be making these black marks. If it's something that's on top of the vinyl, then you should be able to remove it. The other thing is if it happens to be something that is solvent-based, like tar or rubber or something of that nature, another thing that you could try to do is you could try to spray that with some WD-40. That has a pretty good ability of breaking down those types of substances just a little bit, perhaps on that green scrubby pad. Rub it over that surface and see if that lifts it off. I think the key is to try to figure out what that black mark is and then what's going to take it off from there. But I would try it in that order. See how you make out, Beverly.
Okay, yeah, some of it's from the road and some of it is from them taking their lawnmower and
trying to mow the grass right up against it.
Well, I mean, that would throw dirt and stones of it against it, but that should be clean. I mean, as long as the as long as this vinyl fence is white all the way through, it's got to be something that's on top of it, and that's why I say you have to find the right cleaner and the right tool to remove that. Beverly, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, let's welcome Wally, who's working on a sunroom project. Tell us about it. How can we help?
I'm redoing my sunroom, and it's a concrete floor, and it's pretty old. There's some cracks in there that if I put down a floor over top of it like I plan to do, I'm worried that it's going to be very uneven and the floor won't last very long.
Hey, Wally, so I think, first off, your choice of using something like a luxury vinyl plank is a good idea for that space. That kind of floor will float on top of the old slab, so it shouldn't really be impacted by any of the cracks that you described. That said, we want to make sure that we're reducing the chances of any moisture kind of wicking up through that. So I would go ahead and seal those. There are a number of different types of products that you can use. If it's a smaller crack, you could use silicone. There are some concrete patching compounds that you can use if they're slightly bigger. If they're deep, you can fill the crack with a backer rod first and then seal the area on top of that. In addition to the luxury vinyl planks, there's also a type of product called hybrid stone. LL Flooring makes one under the brand name of Duravana that I've used. Those types of planks are stiffer than the vinyl, and that could be attractive if the floor is slightly uneven. The vinyl will tend to hug any of that unevenness, but the stone planks, the hybrid stone style, will not. And they're pretty inexpensive. Last I checked, they were around $4, maybe $5 a square foot, and pretty easy to install. So I think you're on the right track. Just seal those up, use a floating floor, and you should be good to go.
Well, while older homes have charm and character, the thing that they often lack is an open floor plan, and it's something that more and more modern families are looking for. Now, the good news is that you don't have to stick with the layout that's offered in your home currently.
Now, one way to create an open feel in a closed-in space is to build a pass-through between the rooms. Now, this is not a first-time DIYer's project. I want to say that up front because it involves some carpentry and some potential electrical work as well. But you want to start with the most important element. Determine if the wall can be opened up by figuring out if it's a load-bearing wall. Now, if possible, you want to go to a floor below, perhaps in the basement or crawl space, and look at how the floor joists are running. Are they parallel or perpendicular to the wall? If they're perpendicular, that wall could more than likely be load-bearing, and you're going to need some expert help if you're not sure, or even if you are sure, you're going to need some expert help to know how to deal with that. Now, if the wall is load-bearing, you can still add a pass-through, but the project gets a lot more complicated, and it shoots kind of well beyond the DIY stage. So, as we said, go get a pro.
Yeah. Now, next, guys, if the wall is not load-bearing, you can cut out a pass-through, but before you go all in, I mean, it's really smart to do some exploratory surgery first. That's right. You know, make some strategic holes in the wall. So before you do things, you want to trace out your template. Where exactly are you cutting? Where do you want this pass-through to be? And try and line up this template so that to the left and to the right of this pass-through, you've got studs, because that's going to make framing this whole project out a lot easier. If you've got the room and you can lay this out so it is between studs, it's even better because then you don't have to frame everything, the left, the right, the sides, all the openings. Now, remember, turn off all the electrical circuits to that wall before you even do anything. Make sure all the power's off. Then you want to use a reciprocating saw, and you're cutting only through the thickness of the wall board. So in other words, you're not just going to take that reciprocating saw and kind of just go willy-nilly into the wall and start cutting. Don't cut the studs. Just cut the drywall away. Does that make sense?
Now, once you see inside, it's a lot easier to double check if the wall is load-bearing for sure. If you see 2x3s as opposed to 2x4s, it's probably not carrying any weight. But if you do see 2x4s, the opening will need to have a header beam, which is a beam that basically goes across that opening and is supported on the sides of it right down through to the bearing space below. Now, another thing to look out for is the wiring. If you see any wiring in the opening, you're definitely going to need to redirect those using junction boxes, and you're most likely going to need an electrician to address that. Now, once that's all settled out, you can set about cutting out the opening. One hit, though, if the framing should sit flush with the wallboard in the upper and lower parts of the pass-through, then what you want to do is use what's called a plunge cut. So you want to drop the saw blade into it. It's a lot cleaner way to cut that out of the way. And once you're done, the finishing touch might include some molding or even a counter in that pass-through if the area is opening up, say, for maybe a kitchen or a dining area. But you're going to find that if you have that opening in that wall, it's really going to add a lot of visual space and give you that open feeling without having to commit to a real major remodeling project.
Heading over to Florida, we've got Beverly on the line who's got a question about siding. What's going on? Are you installing it yourself?
It's just a shed, and it's 10 by 10, and I had some siding that I got, some vinyl siding, and I wanted to put it on the shed, and I figured the shed's only 8 feet high, so I'd be able to, you know, put it on myself.
Okay.
But I heard conflicting opinions about whether I should use screws or nails.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, one hardware store guy goes, use screws, the other one says, use nails, and it's going on Oriental strand board, and then I put tar paper.
Yeah. So it's not a tough question. It's not even a close question. You're going to use nails. And not only are you going to use nails, you're going to use nails and you're not going to drive them home. You're not going to drive them to where they're solidly banging that siding into the Orient strand board. Vinyl siding has some peculiarities to its installation method. So, you know, of course, you start low, right? And the pieces interlock. Now, if you'll notice, vinyl siding doesn't have nail holes. It has nail slots. And that's for a really important reason. The vinyl has a really big expansion ratio. So if you put the vinyl siding on too tight where it can't slide, it's going to buckle and it looks terrible. You can always see a bad siding job on the south side of the house when the sun hits it and it buckles. And that's because the siding was nailed on too solidly. So you're going to use like a flathead nail, like a roofing nail would be fine or something like that. And you want to just put it in the center of the slot and you don't want to make it tight. You want to leave enough space. When you're done, you should be able to grab that piece of siding and slide back and forth in the slot. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And if it slides back and forth, that's perfect. That's exactly what you want. It's not going to fall off. It's not going to blow away. But because you put it on loosely that way, it'll be able to expand and contract and not buckle. Okay?
Well, I'm glad you told me because first I put the screw in and I put it in tight.
Yeah, that's natural. That's what we are sort of destined to do, is to really always make stuff really strong and tight. But when it comes to siding and then vinyl siding, it's just not done that way, and that's why.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bev. Good luck with the project. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Doug, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I'm considering getting one of these water sensors to go on the water pipe to sense if there's any water running when there shouldn't be any water running. And I'm wondering if that's something that's worth the investment.
Yeah, actually, those sensors work quite well because some of the smarter ones will actually measure your pattern. And if something outside of the pattern happens, they'll alert you. Usually they're hooked up to Wi-Fi and they have a notification system so you can get alerts on your smartphone. If you're just concerned about leaks, there's another type of leak detector that's out. It's made by a company called Simple Sense, S-E-N-C-E. It's a Wi-Fi enabled detector that will detect water leaks and also freezing if your heat was to go off. And that also has an app that goes along with it. And again, it'll alert you if you get a leak, say, in your basement, for example, or if you get a freeze down there. It will alert you that you've got a problem so you could deal with it, hopefully, before it gets much worse.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but so generally, I guess I should do a little research and see exactly what my need would be and go from there. But okay, that basically, I guess it's worth it then to do the investment.
I do think it's worth it. The leak detection technology, there's a company called Streamlabs that makes those, and those are very cool. They just clamp over the pipe, so you don't even have a plumbing connection to make. And again, they're going to tell you via an alert if you have a problem with a leak before it becomes a big stinking mess that you got to clean up.
Yes, I'm familiar with that name. I did a basic research, and I've seen that name. So they are pretty efficient then.
Absolutely.
Okay, listen, I appreciate that.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Just ahead, guys, advances in smart home security products now make it easier than ever for you to accomplish and maintain a safe and secure home. We're going to share some tips on how you can get started with a security system that's going to grow with your family when the Money Pit returns.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses and stuff. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer. Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, maintaining a home that's safe and secure is an important part of the American dream, and advanced technology and smart home security products now makes that easier than ever to accomplish. But with so many options, how do you get started with a security system that works for you and is going to grow with your family?
With us to talk about that is Hooman Shahidi, the SVP of Product Development for SimpliSafe. You know, it used to be that one key differentiator between professionally installed systems and those that were sort of a DIY install was that the pro systems offered 24/7 monitoring. But those differences have really evaporated. I know you guys were out there early with offering live guards to monitor security systems, and now you've expanded your line to include live guard surveillance that actually has guards watching your property even when you're not home. So how is this changing the possibilities for consumers to keep their home safe?
So, Tom, I think SimpliSafe has always provided 24/7 monitoring, where our monitoring agents are standing by for any alarms that our customers have in their home, and they respond and dispatch authorities. Recently, we launched LiveGuard, which goes actually above and beyond just 24/7 monitoring. And in fact, our agents engage through our smart alarm camera with anybody who may be in the home to assess the situation and have a lot more information to be able to react, whether that's disarm the system or to dispatch the authorities.
Interesting. So I did note on from your website at simplisafe.com, it's SimpliSafe.com, you had some videos there of burglars actually entering the home and then being basically caught in the act by the SimpliSafe live guard. That's terrific. So I presume that's all then trapped on video and also conveyed to the local authorities, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, whenever there's an event in your home, the most important thing is response time, because that's what helps keep you safe. And with 24/7 live guard, our agents can respond immediately to the event and try to take action to capture the video, but also dissuade a potential intruder from continuing potentially nefarious activity. So we're really excited about being able to do even a better job keeping our customers safe.
I mean, I feel like people might be uneasy with having these cameras on inside their home. So how do you balance privacy with security?
SimpliSafe has always been focused on protecting our customers' privacy. First and foremost, of course, we let customers know and they opt into this specific part of our service. Second, we design our products with privacy in mind. One of the great unique things that we've always had in our indoor cameras is a privacy shutter that allows the customer to know when the camera is active and when it's not. In fact, our outdoor cameras are designed so that they're only active when either you as a customer is wanting to see what's going on inside your house, or if there's an alarm. An actual physical shutter disengages so that you know that the camera is on and recording, and when it's engaged, you know the camera is off and there's nothing going on there. So that's a great way for our customers to have assurance that we are always respectful of their privacy.
All right, so clearly here's your plan for covering everything on the inside of the house. But what about the outside? I mean, more and more you hear about these porch pirates and package thefts. Like, what are your plans for that?
Oh, yeah, we've had outdoor cameras for quite some time. We launched a SimpliSafe outdoor camera in 2021 to complement the SimpliSafe doorbell camera that we've actually had on the market for a while. Those cameras allow our customers to be able to view what's going on outside the home. And if they choose to, our agents can also leverage those cameras to get better situational awareness for first responders if they need to be deployed to our customer summit. Our customers are really excited about that product, very well rated, lots of good reviews for both the performance. And the great thing about SimpliSafe and how we think about it is, you know, they're not just outdoor cameras. They're part of a holistic security solution, which includes the 24/7 monitoring.
Yeah, let's talk about that. If you're just getting started with smart home monitoring systems such as those offered by SimpliSafe, you know, where do you start with that? How do you decide what level of protection, the number of devices, what options are most popular if you haven't really delved into that area before?
Yeah, so we really try to help the customer on that journey because every home is different in terms of what physical devices you need. And, you know, we really designed our system to be scalable, to be able to cover, let's say you live in a studio apartment and you only need a door sensor to protect the front door to your house or a motion sensor for the main area, you start there. Or if you live in a 10-bedroom mansion, we got you covered there with an array of sensors. And since our system is wireless and expandable, you can start and build out from there. And if you actually, if our customers go through our shopping journey on our website, we've got a number of ways between prepackaged options for them, as well as even a quiz that kind of helps us understand what kind of home they have, how many windows, how many doors, the size of the house, and actually recommend a custom system for them.
So you can start off with a very basic sort of security package at home, but what are the other options? I mean, is it fairly modular? Can I add on different components? Like, where can I go with this?
We find very frequently customers get, you know, basic protection, and then they realize, hey, you know what? I also want to make sure that I'm protected where it comes to fire and carbon monoxide. And so they buy additional sensors to cover that need. Another really popular one is water sensors that help customers realize whether they have a broken pipe in their home and get an alarm associated with that. And all that is monitored 24/7 through the SimpliSafe home security system. So even when you're away from home, we will be keeping an eye on your house.
We're talking to Hooman Shahidi. He's the SVP of product for SimpliSafe. You know, you mentioned water protection. That's a good point. And it leads me to this question. When it comes to these types of systems, are there insurance discounts that are available in terms of, say, your homeowner's insurance if you had this kind of additional level of protection? Because clearly you're a better customer for an insurance company if you've taken the steps to identify, say, a water leak before it causes severe damage.
Obviously, you've got to get in touch with your specific insurance provider, but I think almost all insurance providers will give you a discount, and we have a service where we'll send you a certificate saying that SimpliSafe is protecting your house 24/7. We're a UL-certified system and monitoring central station. You turn that into your insurance company, and you generally get a pretty significant discount. A lot of times, the system kind of ends up paying for itself in short order.
We're talking to Hooman Shahidi, the SVP of product for SimpliSafe, now available with 24/7 live guard protection. Hooman, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. I love the fact that the system is so customizable, so modular, that you can start with your basics and you can build out from there to the point where you have the system that's just absolutely perfect for your needs. If you'd like to learn more, go to their website, simplisafe.com, SimpliSafe.com. Hooman Shahidi, thank you again for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thanks, Tom, and thanks, Leslie. Pleasure speaking with you today.
Coming up, painting is probably one of the easiest DIY projects out there, but if you choose the wrong brush, it can turn out real bad. We're going to share how to pick the perfect paintbrush for your project when the Money Pit returns. And Tom's going to write more P's into the things I say when we come back.
It's going to be perfect. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. On our show, we talk a lot about the importance of making sure your gutters are working properly. If your gutters are clogged or if they have leaking seams and sections, overflowing water can really wreak havoc, causing everything from slippery sidewalks to flooded basements to even cracked foundations.
Now, another area where leaks are common is at the flashing between different roof sections or where vents or chimneys go through. Repairing both gutters and roof flashing requires a sealant that's easy to apply, durable, and flexible enough to expand and contract with the house.
DAP's new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Gutter and Flashing Sealant has all those qualities and more. It provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. It also has a fast 30-minute paint and rain-ready time, and it's designed for both exterior and interior use.
For gutter and flashing applications, AMP Gutter and Flashing High Performance Sealant stays flexible, crack-proof, and is backed by a lifetime guarantee. The sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com. Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. 1 minute you're up and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, do you ever feel like your house is actually a money pit? I know, we get it, guys, but it's all about perspective. I mean, for us, a money pit isn't a disaster. It's the home that we love. It's the places we live.
And whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a reno, you can consider us your coach, your helper, or home improvement therapist, if necessary, for all things remodeling, decor, or fix-up on the Money Pit Podcast. Download today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, painting is the one DIY project that probably seems the simplest to do. I mean, how hard can it be than, you know, just dipping your brush in the can and then slapping the paint on the wall?
Yeah, and that's exactly why it's even more frustrating than ever when a seemingly simple project like painting comes out badly, which can happen if you start with the wrong brush.
Yeah, now the average home improvement center provides lots of options. I mean, have you been down the paintbrush aisle lately? There are a ton of brushes out there. So how do you know which one is the right one for your project?
You know, it all starts with choosing the right bristles, and that's going to depend on the type of paint, type of stain, or finish you're applying. First, you have natural bristle brushes, or these are sometimes called China bristles, and they're designed for oil-based paints. They provide a very even finish. They are sturdy enough to clean with paint thinner or turpentine, but you can't use that same natural bristle brush for latex paint because they tend to soak up water and lose their springiness and just don't perform very well. For that kind of paint, you want to use synthetic bristle brushes. Those are definitely the best choice.
Now, what about the quality of the brush? There are definitely a wide range of brushes out there and, you know, a wide range of price points as well. Is it better to buy a more expensive brush? How do you know?
I mean, I think it does. When it comes to brushes, you definitely get what you pay for. And better brushes simply have more bristles. The bristles are of differing lengths. And the bristles have split ends, which is actually a good thing because that enables them to hold more paint. If you go with a lower quality brush, that can leave ridges in the paint as well as sort of thin spots because it just doesn't apply the paint very evenly.
Now, what about the dreaded cleanup job? I feel like everybody hates this part. So generally, they're tossing the brushes, which you shouldn't be doing. You should be taking the time to clean them. So how do you clean them?
Yeah, that's right. For both types of brushes, you want to squeeze out as much of the paint or finish of the brush as possible. You can use old newspaper, paper towels. These all work well for this. And then brush as much of the paint off as you can, and then blot the brush from the base of the bristles to the tip to squeeze out whatever's left. Now, for latex paint, you want to rinse the brush with warm, soapy water, then hang it up to dry with the bristles pointing down so the water doesn't soak back in towards the handle. That can cause it to swell and kind of get nasty. Now, for oil finishes, you want to dip the bristles in the paint thinner for a few minutes and then use a dab of dish soap and warm water to wash the thinner off and then, again, hang them up to dry. I like to let them soak overnight in Simple Green, a little trick of the trade that I use, because I find that the Simple Green takes out pretty much all of the old paint and leaves them in pretty good condition. And as you said, Leslie, lastly, when they're all dry, put them back in those cardboard sleeves. It's a good idea because it helps them keep their shape and be good to go the next time you want to take them out for a project.
Yeah, if you're spending the money, you want to keep using them. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Are you planning an end-of-the-summer backyard blowout? Well, you can light up the night with tiki torches as long as you do it safely. We're going to share some tips to help you do that, along with realistic flame-free options that are available as well when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini-vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today. Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products eighth package daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. You can post those questions to moneypit.com/ask. And that's exactly what David did.
That's right. David wrote in, he says, we're having engineered wood flooring installed into our second bedrooms, and we want to know, what are the benefits and drawbacks of having it glued down or floating? Also, should we have something between the plywood and the floor, and anything else we should consider before we have it installed?
So first of all, I will tell you that I think floating floors are really best. Today, those floor systems have boards that lock together. They don't have to be glued. They simply lay in place and lock together. You leave maybe a quarter to a half inch of space at the perimeter, and you cover that with molding. Just make sure you leave that gap, because if you don't and the floor expands, it's going to start to buckle, and then that becomes a very hard problem to solve. Now, underlayment is useful for comfort and for sound reduction, so I would suggest you check with your manufacturer to see which underlayment products they recommend. It's going to vary. Some of those boards have underlayments attached to them already. Others use sort of like a thin, like rubbery foam kind of a covering that goes across the floor first. And most important, and this is a really important trick of the trade, before you put flooring down, after you got the old carpet up, before you put the flooring down, make sure you secure that subfloor. By doing that, I mean typically subfloors are nailed in place, and the nails will loosen up, they'll cause squeaks and that sort of thing. So I would screw that subfloor down. You can use case-hardened screws, case-hardened drywall-style screws, and you can screw that floor down every 16 inches, every single board that really locks it in place. This is the one chance you have to do this and eliminate a whole host of future squeak issues. While you have that old flooring material up, you want to really secure that subfloor down, and this way it will be solid for all the days and weeks and years to come. Because you know what's going to happen? You'll put the flooring down, and if we can do this, and the first place you step, it's going to go squeak, and you're going to be so pissed.
You're going to be pissed, and it's not going to be so easy to get to.
No, it'll be almost impossible, and you're going to learn to live with it.
All right, David. Well, let's get this project done right so you don't have to worry about that at all.
Well, are you planning an end-of-summer backyard blowout? You can light up the night with tiki torches as long as you do it safely. Leslie has some tips to do just that, along with some ideas on realistic flame-free options in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, if you like to set the mood and create ambiance, you can do it with some dramatic lighting in your backyard. Now, you can pick up oil-burning torches at almost any store that sells outdoor stuff, and you can also use citronella oil in those lanterns, and that's going to help you keep the bugs away, but also make everything look super adorable outside. So, first of all, let's talk about safety. Anytime we've got an open flame, you have to practice fire safety. So make sure you've got a bucket of water and a hose close by. When you do snuff out the flame, make sure the torches are in a fireproof place. Also, you want to be sure to check saferproducts.gov and make sure that the torch you're using is considered safe and hasn't been recalled. If you want some added safety, LED technology has really brought us a wide array of very safe battery and solar-powered torches. And some of these will turn on automatically at dusk, and they even flicker just like a real flame, which really makes it beautiful and possible to light up the night without throwing caution to the wind. So remember, play it safe, but have some fun.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if summer storms have taken out a tree but not the stump, we're going to share tips for getting rid of what's left without needing to hire a tree service to do that job for you. That's all coming up on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Banbauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. President Biden got a look in the skies today at the Hurricane Idalia's impact across the swath of Florida before he set out on a walking tour of one of the cities recovering. FEMA Administrator Dan Criswell in Air Force One told reporters that teams of federal workers are trying to make conditions better for Florida residents who've been impacted.
We still have over 1,600 federal responders on the ground. They're supporting things like feeding and sheltering operations, power communications restoration, power and communications restoration, as well as public health and safety.
A judge says Florida redistricting plan being pushed by Governor DeSantis violates the state constitution. State judge said today the plan's prohibited from being used for any future U.S. congressional elections since it diminishes the ability of black voters in North Florida to pick a representative of their choice. The plan's being sent back to the legislature with instructions they should draw a new congressional map that complies with this Florida constitution. Some areas of Maui are looking at months, even years, before their water systems are safely restored.
Islanders can look to recent fires in California and Colorado for clues on how long it can take to make a public water service safe again after severe fire. In Paradise, California, the town is still replacing service lines and some water mains 5 years after the Camp Fire. On Maui, the first water quality tests have come back within safety levels, but much more extensive testing remains, including in most of Lahaina, the historic city nearly destroyed by fire. John Scott reporting.
Meanwhile, Bill Richardson, a two-time Democrat governor of New Mexico and a U.N. ambassador to the U.N., has passed away. He was 75 years old. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The Nobel Foundation has withdrawn its controversial invitation for representatives of Russia, Belarus, and Iran to attend this year's Nobel Prize Awards.
The foundation had invited representatives of the three countries to attend, changing its position from a year earlier. It said the invitations promoted opportunities to convey the important messages of the Nobel Prize to everyone. However, several Swedish lawmakers threatened to boycott this year's Nobel Prize Award ceremony in Stockholm in response. Many cited Russia's war on Ukraine and Iran's crackdown on human rights as legitimate reasons for their boycott. I'm Karen Shamas.
Witnesses and local officials say demonstrations in the northern Iraqi city of Kirkuk over the handover of a key facility from federal to local Kurdish authorities has turned violent, and one protester was killed, several others injured. More news at townhall.com. A big bird bust in the Lone Star State.
Six Cubans living in Houston are accused of smuggling songbirds, a violation of the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Texas Parks and Wildlife says the birds are often used in singing competitions, which are common in Cuba. The bird owners gamble thousands of dollars. The feds seized hundreds of birds, which had been trapped as they migrated through Texas. They've now been turned over to the Houston Zoo. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
On the Sunday news shows, ABC's This Week welcomes Vivek Ramaswamy, a Republican presidential candidate. NBC's Meet the Press has Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, as does CBS's Face the Nation, along with Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley and Senator Bernie Sanders. Fox News Sunday will welcome former Vice President Mike Pence behind the microphone, he also running for the presidency. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone, from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Lucas Tomlinson gives us up to date on what's happening with Hunter and the closing, the news that's going right around the Biden family business. And he's also going to give us an update on Afghanistan, 2 years since our embarrassing exit. That we're still paying the price for. Kennedy's here in studio, and because of that, I'm giving up on the big three. I'm not even doing it.
I think you should do it, Brian. Do it!
Really?
It's always fun when we freestyle. We riff on it.
Are you going to participate?
I always participate. This is participation. I get a participation trophy every day when I walk in the building.
Right, which I'm against. I think it sends you the wrong message.
I know. I got the letter from HR. Brian Kilmeade wants to cease and desist.
We are a scripted big three. Are you willing to ride with Kennedy's antics? That's yes.
Yeah,
let's go to the big three.
Nodded.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's big three.
Number three.
We've seen how you've been treating us as Gold Star families, and there couldn't be anything more disgusting and cowardly than the way you have treated us. You are a disgrace to this nation. You have no business having ultimate command over our military.
And he's talking about the President of the United States currently and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley. And that is Mark Schmitz, whose son was killed at Abbey Gate. He says, we'll not forget. Joe Biden will never recover. And his numbers have not recovered, Kennedy.
No, his numbers are as bad as they could be, especially on the economy. But for something as personal, as tragic, and as ongoing as the grief these families are suffering, shame on the president for how he acted in the moment. And the 2 years since, where he had plenty of time to correct course, he has chosen not to. And as someone who had a son who served, he should be ashamed of himself.
Number two.
I need the both houses to come up with a real immigration reform package. New York City has run out of room. Any plan that does not include stopping the flow at the border is a failed plan.
Wow, family fight. Democrat president, Democrat mayor, Democrat governor, all blaming each other for the hundreds of thousands of illegals, 6 million overall that have come, and about 100,000 have come to New York City, getting three meals a day, getting their clothing done, and getting menus and a place to sleep. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the worst policy, and we're all paying the price for it, and they're blaming each other about it.
Number one. Those are private email addresses. Remember Hillary Clinton? How many of those did Joe Biden willingly send over to the National Archives, but how many didn't get sent back over in the end?
Plus, this. That's Kimberly Strassel, the Wall Street Journal. Walls falling around Joe Biden as we find about the shady business dealings and the fact that Victor Shokin's proclamation last week that he was fired because he was investigating Burisma was backed up by the Daily Mail emails that were out yesterday afternoon. And plus, we still have not got the 5,400, which include his three aliases from his days as vice president over the course of 8 years. Kennedy? If you're Joe Biden, are you feeling the pressure right now?
I don't know that he's feeling anything. I don't even think he knows he's president. So I don't think he's aware of anything that happened in 2015 or 15 minutes ago.
Right. So that gives you a sense that when he said, I convinced Jesse Helms to sign off on the civil rights legislation, which was a flat-out lie. He was 21 at the time. He would not have been as a senator. That maybe he doesn't know that he's lying?
He knows he's lying because that has been a part of his personality since long before he ran for office. And, you know, the way he has capitalized on tragedy in his life, it's pretty gross. But then to use all of your family members to enrich the entire organization.
While denying it.
Yeah. And it actually gives President Trump a lot of cover because if people go, oh, well, President Trump was doing something shady, we can't vote for him. Oh, but we also can't vote for Joe Biden because he's tanked the economy and he's always been doing shady stuff. So whatever we thought was enviable in Joe Biden, he is just as untrustworthy as any other crooked politician. So let's go back with the guy who gave us at least a better economy.
So we know that Barack Obama had no idea he was going to follow the prosecutor. Fire the prosecutor. Let's get to the fact that yesterday in the Daily Mail yesterday, you see the entire email that I brought up over the weekend from Victoria Nuland praising Victor Shokin, who Joe Biden fired. Mm-hmm. And then let's talk about that Hunter Biden hired David Boies's law firm to investigate ways to get rid of and show influence in Washington, D.C., to get rid of all investigations into Burisma and the CEO specifically. Excuse me. How could, and D.C. is the reference to the vice president at the time, how could you say you know nothing about his business dealings when, can I add this, 5,400 emails found at the National Archives, the same National Archives were outraged that this former president took archives home, shouldn't have, but having said that, that's why he's going to trial and could face jail time. Now we find out in there were emails on the pseudonym with Hunter CC'd. With stuff about Turkey and the Ukraine. That's only in the 10 that we saw.
Yes. So it is becoming impossible. There's no longer plausible deniability. He cannot deny this. All of his statements contradict themselves. And at some point, you just have to realize that he has been lying. He's been lying the whole time. He knew about all of this. So you can't write it off as Republican outrage. Or, you know, it just a strange coincidence that Hunter Biden needed the spigot to stay open in Ukraine, getting that shady money from Burisma. And his dad happens to admitted to firing the prosecutor,
right,
who essentially would have shut down the entire operation.
So what they're saying is Victor Shokin was never interviewing Burisma. That was the problem. Never investigating. Number two, they're saying
that's also a statement that can be proven false.
Now.
Yes.
Right. And Victor Shokin had a chance to speak over the weekend. So now John Kerry meets with Devin Archer. Why would you do that? That's weird. Why would you, a friend of Hunter Biden's, get a meeting with the Secretary of State? Kind of weird. And then you have the fact that this letter by the horrible Victor Shokin was revealed that Victoria Nuland wrote. The ongoing reform of your office, law enforcement, and judiciary will enable you to investigate and prosecute corruption and other crimes in an effective, fair, and a transparent manner. Keep up the good work, she goes on to say. So Victoria Nuland, they said everybody wanted this guy out. Who wanted him out? Now he sits there on a fixed income, got poisoned twice. He says that he believes someone's trying to kill him. I don't know how many people have mercury poisoning twice. And he was attempted to be poisoned a third time.
It's a lot of sushi.
But it's true. Is it weird and odd and yet ironic that everything that Donald Trump was pursuing in Ukraine that got him impeached ends up being correct? It was the way he did it, that William Barr didn't lead it, didn't send an envoy to find out. It was investigating a political opponent for political means and Rudy Giuliani leading it. But there is a lot of there.
Yeah, there's a lot of there with Victoria Nuland as well. And I'm glad her name is coming up because she was really the architect of the horrible Ukraine policy that we had in this country. And, you know, she is one of essentially, you can probably call her a deep stater, who was creating this whole thing that was essentially the architecture for the shady Biden family business deals. And the whole thing was set up for a few people in the government to benefit themselves. But it turned out to be very bad policy, and you can see that bearing fruit in the war that's going on over there right now.
I want you to hear what Jim Jordan broke down where they're at right now, because Victor Shokin did say he'd come to Congress or at least zoom in and go under oath and swear about what happened to Ukraine. By the way, this is Barack Obama, who said let them have blankets and MREs when they were invaded. Can you imagine if we actually armed them then? There wouldn't have been a major insurrection now. Here's cut one.
December 4th, 2015, they're meeting in Dubai, and it's Hunter Biden, it's Devin Archer, it's Pizarski, the guy you just indicated, and it's Volchevsky, the head of Burisma. They're meeting there, and they say this pressure is so intense, we need your help. Great Britain has seized 23 million of our assets. We're getting pressure from Shokin, the prosecutor. What can you do? 5 days later, well, actually, there's a phone call at that meeting where they get on the phone with someone in D.C. No one will tell us who it is. But we all kind of imagine who it was. And then 5 days later, Joe Biden goes to Ukraine and gives the speech where he talks about firing Shokin, firing the prosecutor. So this is before that. This is the run up to that. This is building the case for why they want to get Shokin off their back and how they want Hunter Biden to help with that situation.
Compare what we know now compared to the Russia investigation. Washington Post was getting awards for putting pieces to a puzzle together that never belonged together. This puzzle is putting itself together, and nobody's saying anything.
Yeah, this is the inconvenient truth. This is what was really happening. So, you know, it's one thing for Joe Biden to know about Hunter's shady business deals. It's another thing entirely for Hunter Biden to be crafting U.S. policy and to be, you know, pulling levers behind the scenes. Why is he doing that? Why does he have that power? We understand he has access to his dad, but using it in such a way that benefits him directly, like using the power of the government and creating U.S. policy so he makes money.
Right.
How is that somehow less impeachable than what Donald Trump did, even if he didn't like the way he did it? And there's an argument to be made for that. There's an argument to be made that, you know,
you don't investigate a political opponent.
He's not good at the formal stuff.
Right.
You know, he's not good. He's not good at some of those rules. And that's not an excuse for him at all. But if you look below the surface, that's where the real iceberg is. And that's the level of corruption is massive when you look at the Biden family, Hunter's access, and Joe Biden's codependency and willingness to do whatever it took to make himself look like a legitimate leader in order to keep the illegitimate gains going for his son.
Someone told me that maybe this is the main reason why he endorsed Hillary, who's despicable in her own right, we found out with this whole Russia investigation. And know this, she knew this was going on with Joe Biden.
Absolutely she knew. I mean, she knew.
And do you think that Barack Obama said, I can't endorse you, as, you know, after 8 years, you know, he went with his former Secretary of State, not his vice president.
Yeah, no, she had the bigger set of nards here. She was the one who said, I will tank you. I have done much worse to people. You know, there have been plenty of people who shot themselves in the back of the head who I know.
Right.
And I will do the same
Most
thing.
Most people I know die.
Yeah, to your political career,
right.
I know where the bodies are buried, and yours will be next if you screw
right.
with me.
And because I buried them.
Yeah.
John, did I take it too far?
I don't think you did, because we're just having fun with words.
Oh, here's John Solomon on where this is going, and Jesse brought this out the other day. Cut 6.
And there's another piece of this that I think is going to become more and more important. Hunter Biden's appearances on Air Force Two. He's traveling around the country while he's also getting this information. He uses some of that travel, like Beijing, to score his deals. Why is he on Air Force Two? Why is he getting government emails sent through his father saying, why is his business partners getting to meet with Joe Biden at a swanky restaurant? These are why the Biden scandal has gotten so much more serious in the last few months.
I was listening to the Washington Post columnist that the last man to not believe that Joe Biden was up to anything or knew anything. They say, so the podcast host said, why was he calling in 20 times in 10 years that Devin Archer witnessed? He said, they talked every day. He doesn't know if he's in a business meeting or not. He just wanted to say hello.
That's pretty dumb. Don't just say hello. Send a text. Have someone else call.
You don't pick up the phone in the middle of a business
meeting. Yeah, have your assistant call.
And when he does pick up, they just talked about the weather.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. How do you know that?
How do you work at the Washington Post and come up with that conclusion?
Yeah. Where's your skepticism?
Right. Donald Trump.
Catherine Graham. You know what? What would? How would she feel about that level of curiosity in your reporting?
By the way, Bob Woodward's on the payroll. He did a great job going after Trump and then publishing all the tapes. Why don't you use some of your journalistic skills to say, listen, I got to be fair. There's a lot here. I'll take it over. I remember how to do this.
Yes.
He's still collecting a paycheck.
I mean, we have become so politicized and so us or them, red team, blue team, that we have forgotten the basic tenets of journalism, which is speaking truth to power.
But we do cover Donald Trump's cases. We're covering all of it.
Cover him. Cover Biden. Like, we deserve a better system. That's my whole thing. We deserve a better system in this country. And I look at someone like Oliver Anthony and the pain that he's singing about and the experiences that he's had,
right,
because the government has failed him. The government has failed people like him. People are working their asses off who have nothing to show for it. And if these are the leaders that we elect, I'm done with that system.
All right. But would you sing about it?
Absolutely. Right. Like an angel, probably, Brian. I might release a Christmas album.
Just because of my questioning of
it. Wasn't even thinking about it before, but now I'm getting in the studio.
All right, because we're out of Christmas albums. No one's doing them.
They're not doing them anymore.
Back in
a moment.
Can't
even say Christmas album.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Labor Day is right around the corner. It's tailgating season and, of course, Labor Day cookouts. With lots more grilling left this season, the experts at Omaha Steaks help you celebrate summer's last hurrah with 50% off site-wide during their Labor Day sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter Garden in the search bar to shop exclusive Labor Day packages like the Griller's Labor Day Feast, the perfect sampling of everything that makes Omaha Steaks unforgettable, the butcher's cut filet mignons, chicken breasts, and pork chops. Plus, type Garden in the search bar for 8 free mouth-watering burgers and 8 free gourmet jumbo franks with your order. But hurry, this exclusive offer expires soon. Celebrate summer's last hurrah with 50% off site-wide during the Omaha Steaks Labor Day Sale. It's only at omahasteaks.com. Enter Garden in the search bar for 8 Omaha Steaks burgers and 8 gourmet jumbo franks free with select packages, including the Griller's Labor Day Feast. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. Omahasteaks.com, keyword Garden in the search bar. See site for details.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media. The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Burger King employee from Las Vegas who has never missed a single day of work makes today's Dean's List. Kevin Ford is a cook and a cashier, and last year he posted a video on social media talking about his perfect attendance record. More recently, the 55-year-old grandfather posted a video showing off all the wonderful things he's received over the year to congratulate his tremendous work ethic. One of his daughters created a GoFundMe page and wrote, "My father has worked at his job for 27 years and has never missed a day. He originally began working as a single father when he gained custody of me and my older sister. This got all four of his daughters through high school and college with full health care coverage. And even though my dad looks young, he's coming up on retirement age, and leaving would cost him his retirement. Since then, thousands of strangers have donated to Kevin's retirement fund with over $400,000 raised. Well deserved, Kevin, and keep up the good work. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1995. Mike Tyson.
In the last 3 years, I had the chance to reflect on my life and develop my mind, and I will continue my journey to making myself a better person.
The federal building on 5th is going to be your main target. You have half of the building collapsed all the way from the roof down.
Very frustrating for firefighters because there are some areas where we're reaching and touching people, but we just can't get to them.
The bombing in Oklahoma City was an attack on innocent children and defenseless citizens. It was an act of cowardice, and it was evil.
I did not, nor to my knowledge, did anyone else in the White House destroy, mishandle, or misappropriate any document in Vincent Foster's office.
The White House has contended that the Clintons were passive investors in Whitewater. The facts are otherwise.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
News as it happened then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. Hello. The next time you see your neighbor, be sure to say hi. A recent Gallup poll finds that saying hello to the people who live around you can impact your overall well-being in a good way. Respondents had to rank their level of well-being across 5 metrics, including career, social, financial, physical, and community. The survey found people who reported saying hello to no neighbors scored 51.5 on the well-being index, while those who reported saying hello to 6 neighbors regularly scored 64.1 on the well-being index. Now, there are some limits. According to the poll, saying hello to 6 people is the magic number. It found saying hello to more than 6 didn't show any meaningful benefits. Who says hello the most? Those 65 and older. And having children under the age of 18 improves the chances of greeting neighbors, too. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
But I think this issue, I think the governor's wrong. She's the governor of the state of New York. New York City is in that state. Every county in this state should be part of this.
And that is the mayor taking aim at the governor, who's taking aim at New York, excuse me, at the federal government, who ripped back, Mayorkas ripped back at New York, saying that they wasted the money that the federal government gave them. We have now 60,000 people still in here, 3 meals a day. They get laundry service. They're taking over over 200 different locations, Kennedy. Your thoughts about mayor, governor, president going at each other about something that matters so much.
Kathy Hochul thinks she's going to be the next vice president.
Really?
Yeah, she's that dumb.
She is really terrible.
Yeah, she's an awful governor.
She had a 40% approval rating.
Yeah, she's which is one point better than Kamala Harris. And so that's why she's not being rational. She's not good at anything. Like, our schools are failing. upstate, the economy is in the toilet. At least Eric Adams is one of the few kind of rational Democrats. And he's not asking for a wall. He's not asking for people to be frog marched back to El Salvador. He's asking for an immigration policy, an overhaul in this country, which we need.
Right.
You know, we need a couple of different things at the same time.
But right now, with the five-alarm fire, you need border security.
Yeah.
And this guy let it happen.
Those are two different things. Those are two very different things.
But you could stop the bleeding right now by enforcing
the law. You have to. I mean, you can't pretend that's not happening. And you are incentivizing people to come to this country because they know, like, I walked past the Watson last night. That's where they're...
What was it like?
It was like summer camp. You know, all the kids have scooters. There are rows and rows and rows of free bikes in front of the hotel. People playing music, hanging out. It's like, I wanted to stay at the Watson. I'm like, this looks like fun.
Right.
Like, they obviously sent the fun family people to New York.
Do you know they're getting menus?
Of course they
did. And they're getting their laundry done.
They looked great. Everyone looked happy. Their clothes were a lot cleaner than mine.
Right. They don't have any reason to steal
this
shit.
They felt bad for me.
Right.
They threw nickels at me.
Right, which is a shame.
That is a shame.
But you don't even have to steal the towels and shampoo. It's yours. Right?
You tell me. No,
it's incredible. Kennedy, do you want to stick around for another segment?
Yeah, sure.
They used to sound like you want to.
No, I didn't. I've never been invited back, so I'm delighted, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hard yes.
I'm sorry, we have Lucas next. No, can Kennedy stay anyway?
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hey, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Fox News.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We have Biden shouting in a press conference. Name me one single objective that we set out to accomplish that we failed on. Name me one. In all of our history, not one. I say to you, Mr. President, you got 13 pitchers that we have all named. You got 13 that you did not accomplish. I know he can't name one of them without a card sitting in front of him or a teleprompter sitting in front of him.
Who like to check his watch when their bodies arrive from Dover. That's Darren Hoover, who's the father of a fallen Marine. Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, who just could not be angry, and I don't blame him about the way we left Afghanistan. And the fact is, there's strong opinions that we could have stopped the suicide bomber before he blew up at Abbey Gate. Right now, Lucas Tomlinson is at the Pentagon. Is that true, Lucas, or are you just saying you outside the White House?
Brian, I'm actually at the D.C. Bureau this morning, calling you from Washington.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I got bad news.
What's that?
I could not decide whether to keep Kennedy or not, so she just did not leave. Do you have a problem with that?
I'm here too, Lucas. So if
no
you need a
Kennedy, happy to share the airwaves with you.
Thank you very much. Brian asked me to stay, and then he was an Indian giver and told me I had to leave because you were going to be here. So I decided to stay, Lucas, because I'm a big fan of your work, and I think your reporting is top-notch, unlike Brian's, because he's a bully.
Well, that's very kind. Let's do this together. Tag team.
All right, so let's do this. First off, Lucas, do you think that with this book coming out, talking about the last politician, and goes through the details of what Joe Biden arrogantly decided for going all in military advice to get out the way he got out, and then chose to say nobody told him not to get out or told him how bad it was going to be afterwards, and then blame Trump. Do you think this will ripple down anywhere?
Well, certainly President Biden's popularity, his approval rating has been underwater since the withdrawal from Afghanistan. And you're right, this Atlantic piece is very devastating for the president. The quotes are pretty insane. I mean, it says, Biden said, you foreign policy guys, you think this is all pretty complicated. It's just like family dynamics. Most people think it's a little more complicated than that, or more simple. General Milley, Scotty Miller, all of his top aides said, keep 2,500 troops in Afghanistan. I think we forget, Brian, that, you know, NATO wanted the U.S. to stay. And, you know, today the president talks about NATO being united. Let's remember how fractured it was when the U.S. decided to withdraw, because when Tony Blinken went to Europe, all of the NATO allies said, stay, don't leave. We would have had about 10,000 troops in Afghanistan, and most people say the Taliban wouldn't have been able to take over. Just before joining you on the call, I went back to the president's press conference, that infamous press conference in July of 2021, when he was asked, is a Taliban takeover inevitable? The president said no. Somebody asked him, is this like the fall of Saigon? Let's remember that then-Senator Joe Biden was in the Senate when Saigon fell. You know, he was first elected in the fall of 72. He was in the Senate. And he saw what happened when North Vietnamese forces took over Saigon, and the president said it's not comparable. Well, of course, we saw something very differently 2 years ago.
Worse.
I think there are direct comparisons here. And, you know, obviously some of the Obama-Biden policies led to the failures in Afghanistan. So where are we now in terms of the stability of the country and people who have been left behind, either Americans or translators and allies who were promised that if they did work with our government, they would be given access to, if not U.S. citizenship, certainly an exit?
Well, Kenny, the sobering reality is more than 20 years ago, the U.S. went into Afghanistan to stop the Taliban. And today, the Taliban rules the country. Women have no rights. They've been ordered not – they can't attend university. Remember, of course, the Taliban had falsely promised that they women would still be able to go to school. Women and girls, by the way, would still be able to attend classes. That's not been the case. They've shut down, you know, barbershops, salons. But more devastating, as you mentioned, are the thousands of interpreters, the brave men and women that helped the U.S. military for the past 25 years. Many of them now are in hiding. They have to get jobs, you know, under aliases. They're running around scared. And many people look at the withdrawal and ask, why did the U.S. military leave before the diplomats, before all those special immigrant visas and all the interpreters that helped the U.S. government?
So the other story you're working on is what's happened with Hunter Biden and the situation with the Daily Mail publishes these stories. It looks like David Boies' law firm was working with Hunter Biden and Devin Archer to help preserve the CEO of Burisma.
Right. There's emails now that are very devastating, saying Hunter Biden lobbied to have Viktor Shokin, the Ukraine's former top prosecutor that you so deftly interviewed over the weekend, Brian, to help have him fired. And of course, this is a charge that the president has been denying from the beginning. In fact, I was at the White House over the weekend and lobbed a few questions at the president. We landed on the South Lawn that, you know, Viktor Shokin says, you know, you accepted bribes. And of course, you have all the emails and the testimony from the House Oversight Committee in that FBI document from an informant, a Ukrainian-American informant, saying the president accepted a $5 million bribe and Hunter another $5 million. So it's all very devastating. The evidence continues to mount. Of course, the White House is denying the president knew anything about this. But it is worth the question. All of our listeners know this. Was it a good look to have the president's son receiving millions of dollars from China, Ukraine, Russia? And of course, Viktor Shokin, as he told you, it was when Russian forces took Crimea in 2014, there was not much of a response from the Obama administration. He thinks that paved the way for Putin to launch the full-scale invasion of Ukraine. I would go as far to say when Biden waived the Nord Stream 2 pipeline sanctions a few months after taking office, the hasty withdrawal of Afghanistan, not just the bad look, you know, the C-17 with hundreds of Afghans hanging off the wing, but also just that it fractured NATO at the time. And NATO is not united, and that was all part, some officials believe, to Putin's calculus.
So what is the White House doing to try and undermine Shokin at this point?
Well, they're denying that Shokin is telling the truth. They're trying to discredit him. There's been some reporting coming out since Brian's interview with that former top prosecutor saying he's not credible. And there's no question it's been just a full-fledged denial, Kennedy.
Well, the problem is there's emails coming out. And, Lucas, could you tell me where the 5,000-plus emails that were recovered from the National Archives with
right.
the aliases of Joe Biden, where they're at now? How many does the people that requested the FOIA, and I think it's Southeastern Legal Law Firm,
right.
how close are they to getting these? They requested in June of 2022.
Oh, it's been years. It's interesting, those emails. And of course, the biggest question is, why was then Vice President Biden of the United States using an alias to communicate with his son? Anybody who's listening to us who have children are probably not using aliases to communicate with their children. So it certainly raises a lot of questions.
My child uses an alias at college, so people don't know she's my child.
Pet right. names are okay, Kennedy. Pet names, nicknames, that's fine. Initials.
Right.
But, thank you, kitten.
But didn't Obama have one too?
I think we're learning more and more that a lot of these politicians had nicknames and aliases. Of course, you can't talk about emails and without talking about Hillary Clinton. And there's, right. you know, we would never find those 30,000 emails, which, you know, those were destroyed and never recovered. Speaking of sensitive information.
Here's what Dana Perino said about this.
I would love for the reporters who were in the briefing room when I was press secretary to revisit the stories that they did when there was this minor issue about people who were trying to do the right thing to make sure when they were dealing with the RNC, if they had a political job at the White House dealing with the RNC, that they used the right email. It became this gigantic scandal. We answered all the questions. There was congressional testimony. You had to turn over all the documents. The RNC to this day still has all of them archived, and it was absolutely nothing. I would love to see the curiosity from the media on this one. I don't think that they're going to get it. And when Eric Swalwell is your first line of defense for dealing with a foreign influence and fraternizing campaign, you are not in a good place. You are really not in a good place. Other thing is, Jesse, I was thinking about you earlier because you've utilized the FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request, in order to get information for stories that you're pursuing. And it's available to the American public. It's also available to media organizations. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they use it. But in these particular stories, where has all the news nuggets come from? It's not from the media filing a FOIA request asking to find out if Joe Biden had aliases. It's coming from private organizations, sometimes are partisan organizations. That's also fine. It's under the First Amendment. But the media is so incurious, it really bothers me.
So, big difference, right?
It sure appears that way. I mean, a lot of people are pointing back to, you know, the Russia dossier. I mean, not to go back that far, but, you know, the Clinton campaign, the DNC paying for the dossier and information. We know what happened after that. So certainly a lot of questions and to the allegiance of some groups and reporters.
So are you surprised how few reporters are curious about this story, Lucas?
I think there should be more questions. I certainly want to hear from Ukraine's former president, Poroshenko, what happened with Viktor Shokin. And it's just not a coincidence. The fact that then Vice President Biden went to Ukraine 5 different times. I mean, has our current vice president gone anywhere 5 times? Those are a lot of visits to one country. And yes, he had the Ukraine portfolio, but those are just a lot of visits. And certainly it's a matter worth investigating.
Now, you are Romanian.
That's right.
So do you have anything to add to this?
I would like to add some stuffed cabbage.
Right.
It's called sarmale. It's very delicious. And anyone who eats it will achieve clarity and skepticism, which is something we need from reporters like Lucas.
I made a huge mistake allowing her to stay.
I know you're Romanian.
All right.
That's right, Lucas.
Right.
I have a flag tattooed on my ankle. A lot of people think it's Italian, which is fine. I mean, if it gets me free wine, I'll be like, oh, sure. Yeah, that's Italy.
You need a colored tattoo. I think that would clear it up. People think it's France.
How many people walk up to you to just stare at your feet and look at your ankle?
It's actually a creepy thing. Women in TV know not to wear open-toed shoes because there are so many foot creeps on social media.
Really?
And there's something called wiki feet. And they rank women's feet, and it's really gross and weird.
Yeah, this has really gone bad. But, oh, you know what I like to show you? Remember, just getting back to the show, Dana Perino, actually, as press secretary, handling this so-called problem with aliases. Listen.
You said the Department of Justice continues looking for new documents if they need to release more. in some of those documents that have been released, there have been non-White House addresses, email addresses, that people have written from. Is there a policy from the White House that tells employees that if they're doing White House business, it should be with their White House email, or are people always free to use an outside address?
No, and I talked a little bit about this yesterday, that there are certain individuals, limited individuals, that have responsibilities that where they may straddle both worlds, both White House and then have interface with political organizations. And so in those cases, they were given these emails in which, in order to avoid any possible potential violations of the Hatch Act, they use those emails. Of course, people are encouraged on official White House business to use official White House accounts. Sometimes there might be a gray area and people
have to make a joke. So here's the thing. She's actually answering the question, Lucas. You have a press secretary that answers nothing.
There's a lot of reading going on.
Yeah, but what's in that binder? Does she have? Is she like Mitt Romney? Does she have binders full of women?
I think it's by subjects, and there's a lot of subjects to work through. So they give her this brick to bring out and go through. But certainly, I think many reporters like to see a little more of a back and forth without the notes.
Lucas Tomlinson, I really enjoyed this time.
Thank you so much, Brian. And one quick plug of this book, Kabul, by Jerry Dunleavy and James Hassan, on the last days of Afghanistan and the blame to go around, most notably to the Biden administration. Definitely worth picking up.
The same thing?
All right.
Thank you, Lucas. It was great talking to me.
Thank you, Kennedy.
Bye.
Bye.
No, you can stay.
Oh, I can't. I have to go. I have to go do MOS.
For what? For what?
For Fox News Saturday night. I'll be hosting this Saturday night on the Fox News channel. It's going to be 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. in the West.
Labor Day edition.
Labor Day. We're going to be laboring all Labor Day. Someone's going to have a baby.
Back in a moment.
Miss the show? Have to tune out early? No problem. Download the podcast at BrianKilmeadeShow.com. Every episode, exclusive interviews on demand. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Linda, let's run vitals and measurements on Chairman Meow, and then...
Springtime is itchy skin time at Violet's Pet Clinic.
Oh, no. He seems to be very uncomfortable.
She needs more allergy vets to scratch appointments off her list.
Okay, let me see if I can find someone to get some steroid cream for him.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A grandmother from Georgia who created her own summer camp makes today's Dean's List. Narnie Sherelle Mack wanted to do something special for her grandkids this year. Before this summer, she only got to see them during the holidays. So Narnie came up with an amazing idea. Camp Narnie 2023 was born, and she organized the whole thing with a busy schedule of sports, crafts, challenges for all of her grandkids. Not only that, but their There were homemade awards and medals with lunch and snacks in between. Narni's daughter, Vicky, says she's not surprised by this incredible idea. Narni has always been good at coming up with fun activities, and she used to run the local church summer camp. Narni enjoys all of it, and she really loves spending time with her grandkids, aged 7 months to 18 years old. Camp Narni 2023 sounds like a huge success thanks to the woman who runs it with love. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Amber Kroom and Yasmeen Haskins, the winners of Fox's Crime Scene Kitchen Season 2. Even leading up to that finale, they received great feedback from viewers watching the show.
So I've received tons of phone calls, emails, and text messages from friends, family, and random strangers of their young people wanting to know, what do I have to do if I go to culinary school? Can I just take up pastries, or do I have to learn the food service side of it? It's just young people wanting to know, like, how to make a cake. What was it like to get on the show?
They do have this advice for anyone looking to decipher clues in the crime scene kitchen next.
Allow yourself to pivot, you know, in this. And you may solve the crime one day, one direction. It can completely change, you know, on the next episode. So just be okay with that. Like, change your game plan. Change your strategy.
And look everywhere.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Well, any time you start out a question with the name Curtis Sliwa, that in itself states that it would do a disservice to me and other New Yorkers for me to even respond that. Curtis Sliwa? I mean, if you go look in a dictionary for the word buffoon and tell me what picture you come up with.
Okay, so Eric Adams upset at the president, upset at the governor, and upset that Curtis Sliwa has been arrested at least three times, showing up at these facilities that without the permission of the local community from Staten Island to Long Island are being told that these now become illegal immigrant facilities. Old Westbury University, we're hearing, Stony Brook University, we're hearing. They got kicked out of upstate Buffalo State. Curtis Sliwa responded. Actually did not hear the buffoon word, but promises a rematch when Eric Adams is up for election in 2 years. Cut 17.
There will be a rematch. Get ready. Ali and Frazier. Thriller in Manila. The fans want it. The voters want me to run against Eric Adams again. Now, what prompted me was I saw all these communities in a rage because overnight, with no transparency, even the local elected officials weren't informed. Eric Adams was just transporting illegal aliens into the community against the will of the people. And we have told the Adams administration and Governor Hochul, wherever you set up a migrant center, there will be demonstrations.
And that's what he's done. And he's got himself arrested a couple of times because of this. But Eric Adams inherited a sanctuary city, right to shelter. Both of them were there before. It's not his fault. But now that this is totally out of control, nobody ever intended for the hands to be out to this length, costing the city this much in their schools and in their social service programs, people leaving because of the tax dollars, 122 business leaders demanding border security while also demanding that these illegal immigrants have a right to work, which you cannot do that because we're going to get another 100,000 if that happens. I just have never seen such holistic negligence in my life, and now we find out that ISIS-affiliated human smugglers are at the border. Listen to Julie Manchester from The Hill, Cut 20.
I think it really makes Republicans' point in a way on The Hill, and they're arguing that the border isn't secure and that you're having all of these outside entities, including these Uzbek nationals, trying to find a way in. You know, that's not a good look for Democrats. It's not a good look for the Biden administration, because this has been an issue that it seems like they've punted in, you know, over the course of this administration. And now it's reached this point where it's just simply sort of getting unsafe, or it's already been unsafe, but it's gotten to this point where you have national security really at risk.
Yeah, so we'll see. ISIS coming across the border. I think it's It's political death, and it's death and destruction to Americans. Why wouldn't there be? When you have 6 million people that we know of crossing over at various ways, let alone the gotaways, you don't think some of them are bad actors creating chaos? We also know there were two accused rapists upstate who are acting, and we know about the horrific situations, which is not hard for you to Google. I don't want to go over it, but it's cost the county executives to say no more illegals. And when the governor gets the pushback, she quit, putting them all in the city. Eric Adams might be frustrated. And this city has been burdened more than any other city in the country that is not a border state. I got it. But what you do is you say no more sanctuary city, no more right to shelter. You already started with giving men 30 days to move on. Question is, where do they move on to? You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. See you on the 5 tonight. 1-866-408-7669, the number to always call.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-781-1815. That's 800-781-1815. Again, 800-781-1815.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRongstra. President Biden's approval rating continues to be a drag on his re-election hopes. Only 41.8% of those surveyed in the latest Real Clear Politics average of national polls approve of the job he's doing.
At this point in their presidencies, Donald Trump had an approval rating of 42.5% and Barack Obama 43.7%. The economy seems to be dragging down President Biden's approval numbers. Only 38.1% approve of the job he's doing with the economy.
Ken Lorman reports the Real Clear Politics polls found 54.2% disapprove of the job the president's doing. Taiwan suspending flights, rail transport, ferry services, along with classes and outdoor events, urging workers to stay home as the island is preparing for the arrival of Typhoon Haikui. The storm's approach Sunday comes as Typhoon Sola continues to weaken while swirling along the Chinese coast, where 900,000 people and 80,000 fishing vessels have been moved to safety. Most of Hong Kong and parts of the coastal mainland scrapping business, transport, and classes. Senator Tom Cotton says President Biden's done a poor job of explaining to Americans just how the defense of Ukraine is in the U.S. national interest.
It's like Ronald Reagan. Why did Ronald Reagan champion the cause of solidarity in Poland? Or champion the Contras in Nicaragua. Yes, he esteemed them and admired their fight for freedom against communist repression, but he didn't do it just for that reason or only primarily for that reason. He did it because it advanced America's interests.
The Arkansas Republican was interviewed earlier this week on the Salem Radio Network. Some Vermont residents whose homes were damaged or destroyed during severe flooding in July still face housing shortages and a lot of repair work ahead of the colder weather that's quickly approaching. More at townhall.com.
Now you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Sad news in the world of entertainment. Singer, songwriter, and entrepreneur Jimmy Buffett died at the age of 76.
Wishing away again in Margaritaville. Margaritaville, by far Jimmy Buffett's biggest hit, becoming a seaside standard, inspiring generations of fans known as Parrotheads. A statement on his website says the singer-songwriter died Friday. He rescheduled concerts in May, acknowledging he'd been hospitalized for an unspecified illness. Buffett created Beach Bum Soft Rock with an escapist Caribbean flavor. Buffett had restaurants, resorts, frozen drinks, novels, nightclubs, and many other ventures. At one time, his estimated annual income was more than $40 million. Buffett's legacy lives on in his words, helping people forget their troubles for a couple of hours. I'm Julie Walker.
Cheeseburger in paradise.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Britain getting ready to honor Queen Elizabeth.
An independent panel will unveil plans for a permanent memorial in 2026, marking what would have been the late monarch's 100th birthday. The Cabinet Office says former Private Secretary Robin Janbrun has been appointed as chairman of that committee. Janbrun and other officials will consider her life of public service and the causes she supported, and then recommend plans for a national legacy program in her honor. Jason Walker reporting.
Hundreds of Eritrean government supporters and opponents clashing with each other and with Israeli police in Tel Aviv. Saturday's confrontation lasted several hours and were the most violent in the area in recent memory. Among those hurt, 30 police officers and 3 protesters hit by police fire. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here. Joe Lieberman is going to be here in a matter of moments. He has put together, or helped put together, one of the most formidable third-party organizations in my lifetime. And I don't think they're going anywhere. Even if they don't run a presidential candidate, they have a lot of money. They got a convention. They have a lot of big names. Joe Lieberman in a matter of moments. And then a little bit later, Mark Thiessen. He believes that Joe Biden's evacuation, an embarrassing exit from Afghanistan makes him ineligible, impossible to win re-election. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three. I can't wait for the Republicans to understand that they have a responsibility to work with President Biden and come up with a solution once and for all, because the American people have been talking about immigration for decades.
Governor, stop pretending that it's the Republicans have to work with Democrats. It is flat out embarrassing what happened yesterday. New York overrun with illegal immigrants. Governor Hochul travels to the White House. The president's in the White House and doesn't even find time to say hello. It cost the city $12 billion over the last 3 years, and the president won't address it. Can I just confirm with you that they're all in the same party?
Number two.
So you're part of the 23% of adults who are not concerned about the president's ability to be president because of his age and stamina. I got it.
That's but, because what you got to do is watch
him. But 77% of adults are worried.
20 million and counting. That's how much Trump has raised since his mugshot. While DeSantis impresses all by being the man in charge of the hurricane, at the same time, calls grow for Joe Biden to say goodbye as he ages before our eyes.
Number one.
This morning, we are learning some new details about what was going on behind the scenes at the Department of Justice after an IRS whistleblower came forward alleging federal prosecutors were giving first son Hunter Biden some special treatment.
Hunter? High man of influence. Now we see the son of the president was wielding power with the State Department, John Kerry, and his deputy, Anthony Blinken, at the time. And we're still to believe his dad knew nothing about his son's overseas business dealings. Senator Joe Lieberman joins us now. He's a vice presidential candidate as well, but founding chairman of the No Labels and author of The Centrist Solution, How We Made Government Work and Can Make It Work Again. Senator, welcome back.
Hey, Brian, good to be with you. Incidentally, I love that solutions, not division line that led
absolutely
the show.
That's why I'm so intrigued by No Labels.
Thank you.
I got to ask you about one thing against a guy you know very well. I talk to people that used to travel with him all the time, like Lindsey Graham, and they indicate he's not the same guy. And he's forgetting names of people he's known all his life, and he's slowing down markedly. If you were related to Joe Biden, would you recommend he not run?
Yeah. To be really direct about it, I haven't been with him a lot in recent years, so I'm watching him publicly. He and I are the same age, and, you know, thank God we reached it. But I really feel that Joe Biden has had an extraordinary career in public service, got elected president, did a lot as a senator, got elected president. And I just think that he'd do a favor to himself if he decided not to run again and walked off the stage with honor, really. It's time. You know, we all reached that time. I reached it at 70 when I thought it's time for me to go on to something else from the U.S. Senate. So we'll see, though. It's obviously up to him. These are powerful numbers of public opinion that you talked about all the people
77%.
Worried about President. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And it's not like they're against him on an issue where he can change his position on the issue if he could. I mean, this is the reality of age. So there you go. God bless him. I wish him well. I hope he makes the right decision.
Well, what's best for our country is what?
Well, I think it's best for him and best for the country if after all these years, I mean, he first got elected to the U.S. Senate when he wasn't even 30, wasn't even legally eligible. He became eligible before he was sworn in. So he's been in elective office most of the last half century, except for the years between the vice presidency and when he ran in 2020 for the presidency, which was 4 years. So what a record. And, go forward. I mean, he's got a wonderful family. You know, it's just a personal feeling. I say it with respect. say it with affection for him because we were good friends when we served in the Senate. It's his call, but if he asked me, that's what I would say.
So I was on with Pierce Morgan last night, and he says Mick Jagger's a friend of his. Mick Jagger's 80, and he just did a two-and-a-half-hour concert. And he said nobody, if you saw Mick Jagger, would say, you better retire because he just got it. And I'll have to say this, Bernie Sanders. I watched Bernie Sanders the other day. He's doing the exact same thing he did 10 years ago. So I don't think anyone listening right now thinks I'm putting down 80-year-olds. And, Senator, I know that you were considering Secretary of Defense. I know Donald Trump was thinking about it. And I don't think anyone would say you're too old. I actually think that if you ran for president now, you could do it. And I don't think your age would come up maybe for your second term. But could you be president right now? If someone put you behind the Oval Office, do you think you could make the same decisions and be almost as formidable as when you were 60?
Well, if I may be Sherman-esque, I have no interest in doing that.
True, but I'm just curious for your age, though. You know what you have left.
Look, I'm not. I feel very good, thank God. And but I'm certainly not as what I was 20 years ago, 10 years ago. On the other hand, you do learn from experience. So could I do it? Of course, I'd like to think I could, but I will never do it again. It's all individual. You know, you mentioned Mick Jagger. I think Dylan is still performing. It's kind of amazing. So it depends on the individual.
Yeah,
and,
Bob Dylan looked exhausted at 20. But so you just
well, that was that was his shtick.
Yeah.
At 20, we could actually still understand some of the words he was singing. As time went on, you had to impute your own meaning.
Yeah,
to his
lyrics. He sings in cursive writing. Just kind of everything blends together. Senator Lieberman, you believe when No Labels came together, I thought it was a radio show. I heard Governor Huntsman on the radio and he talked about solutions, but he's a Republican and did an unbelievable job as ambassador to Russia, by the way. He disappeared from the landscape these days. And his daughter is a fantastic anchor on a side note. But, Senator, when you saw that Trump and Biden are favorites to be their party's nominee, if that indeed happens, in April, you're going to have a convention, and is No Labels going to name a president and vice presidential candidate?
Well, we might. I mean, look, it's an amazing moment because almost 50% of the American people have lost confidence in either of the major two political parties. So now you got like 49% of saying they identify themselves as independents, which is a much greater than it ever has been before. And as you said, Brian, when you ask him about the race being between Presidents Trump and Biden, 75% say they don't like the choice. They want somebody else. So right now what we're doing, because we're committed to, as you say, solutions, not division. And we think Trump-Biden means more division in the campaign and more whichever one of them would get elected. So right now we're trying to keep the door open to a third choice, which would be a bipartisan unity ticket. And what does that mean? We're working really hard to qualify for a third line on the ballot in all 50 states, which is not easy, but we're making real progress at it. And then, you know, as I learned long ago in Connecticut politics from somebody who said to me, in politics, a day could be a lifetime. So right now, it certainly looks like both Republicans and Democrats are headed to nominating unpopular candidates for President Trump and Biden. And if that happens, and we think a third bipartisan ticket has a reasonable chance of winning and won't just be a spoiler, I think we will do it, but we can't decide that until we get to next March, particularly after Super Tuesday primaries to decide. And then we have a convention, really unprecedented, a bipartisan national nominating convention for Dallas, Texas, in April of next year. So it's a remarkable time, and I feel good about what we're doing. What's going to happen to it? I don't know. I mean, look, at history doesn't offer much confidence to running third-party tickets to win, the last one to win, arguably, was our beloved Abe Lincoln in 1860. But this is an unusual time. I don't think the anger and the disappointment with the Republicans and Democrats has ever been greater, or the pessimism and worries of the American people about the future of the country has ever been more intense. They really want solutions, not division. And from the two major parties, they're getting a mostly division, and that's where there may be an opening for a third ticket. We'll see.
To complicate it, Cornel West is also running to the left of your former party, the Democratic Party. Here's what he said yesterday. He's a Green Party candidate, Cut 11.
They are dominated by the corporate wing. They're dominated by the militarists when it comes to foreign policy, and that he and AOC and the others are going to be, in a certain sense, window dressing. The Democratic Party is beyond redemption at this point.
So he has a different view. He wants to go more to the left, and he when it comes to the war, he wants no part of it. I mean, he'll never win, and there's nobody who thinks he's going to win. But if he takes 3%, that would swing the election. Now, if you guys come in, it would just throw everything on its head. And a lot of Democrats are more exercised about no labels than Republicans. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, for sure. And you know what's really interesting is you talk about Cornel West. Democrats, certainly on the left, are much more agitated about no labels running a ticket than about Cornel West running. But the truth is that Cornel West is much more likely to be a spoiler in the sense that he will definitely take votes from the Democratic ticket. And we think, because no labels, if we run a ticket, will run a bipartisan ticket, that the odds are, and our polling shows it right now, that we're going to take pretty much equally from both major parties. So we'll see. Look, the other danger here is if Cornel West really begins to show some strength, and it doesn't have to be a lot of strength. It could be 3%, 4%. He's going to lead people in the Democratic Party to say, uh-oh, we better go more left than we are now. And in my opinion, of course, that's not only bad for the country in terms of policy, it's a losing strategy, because the Democratic Party will lose credibility with the big middle of independents, particularly, that I talked about, and moderate Republicans and Democrats who might otherwise vote for a Democratic ticket. So this is a really historic race shaping up, and of course it's very important, because the country has so much strength, but so many problems that need solutions and not division.
Senator Lieberman, our guest. Senator, my question is, I just, from my perspective, I think what you have done is build something not for 2024, but to last. Isn't that the goal? Do you want this to last? So this way you could be a factor and maybe start putting people into Senate race and congressional races. Is that not the goal? Am I wrong about that?
No, you're not wrong. I mean, look, it may be that we see a moment of opportunity at the national level next year and we run a ticket bipartisan and maybe we win. Or maybe we do really well and we establish ourselves as a third force with the main message to the two major parties, come on, get with it. And I quote your slogan again, our motto, we need solutions, not division. But it might well lead to another run for national office in 2028, and particularly strengthen our position in Senate and House races. That's how we started in 2010.
You won. You beat Ned Lamont after he beat you for the nomination.
There you go. As an independent, right.
Yeah.
And look, No Labels has been supporting centrist independent Republicans and Democrats for the last 5 or 10 years, and electing a bunch of them that became the House Problem Solvers Caucus in the Senate.
I would like to nominate Tulsi Gabbard for your ticket. That'll be one half, and then see what Governor Huntsman and others will do, because she's quite impressive, and she's not going to be outworked. So take a look at her. That's my nominee for you guys.
That's a good one. Those are two great names.
Have you thought about them, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, we're not really...
Did you approach her?
I haven't, but she's been at some... Tulsi Gabbard has been at some No Labels events. She's been at some of our calls just recently. She was on one of our calls just talking about policy and what we're up to. So I think there are lines of communication. But, you know, in the fall, which is pretty soon now, we're going to establish a process for beginning to consider candidates, but that the main event for us now, we got to get on the ballot in 50 states with
third
choice line.
You know how to do all this stuff, and do not tell Joe Lieberman no. He'll find a way. Senator Joe Lieberman thinks America first.
Brian.
Always great, sir. Back in a moment.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-898-6155 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-898-6155. That's 800-898-6155. What do you have to lose? Call 800-898-6155. Again, 800-898-6155.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Burger King employee from Las Vegas who has never missed a single day of work makes today's Dean's List. Kevin Ford is a cook and a cashier, and last year he posted a video on social media talking about his perfect attendance record. More recently, the 55-year-old grandfather posted a video showing off all the wonderful things he's received over the year to congratulate his tremendous work ethic. One of his daughters created a GoFundMe page and wrote, "My father has worked at his job for 27 years and has never missed a day. He originally began working as a single father when he gained custody of me and my older sister. This got all four of his daughters through high school and college with full health care coverage. And even though my dad looks young, he's coming up on retirement age, and leaving would cost him his retirement. Since then, thousands of strangers have donated to Kevin's retirement fund with over $400,000 raised. Well deserved, Kevin, and keep up the good work. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Alana Springsteen. The country singer-songwriter just released the final part of her three-part debut album, 20-something. She's had a lot of career highlights so far, including full circle moments.
What have been some of the biggest full circle moments for you when you kind of reflect on the last few years?
There's been
So many. One of the biggest full circle moments for me has been on the touring side. I've gotten to tour with Luke Bryan. When I was about 10 years old, I went to the Grand Ole Opry for the first time. It was one of my first trips to Nashville. And I got to do like the backstage tour and sit on the stage for the show. And Luke Bryan was playing, connected with his fans in a way that I had never really experienced before.
Bryan told her when she'd be making her Opry debut.
We had never like met, never spoken to each other before. And he FaceTimes me out of the blue and is like, Alana, I just wanted to be the one to tell you that you're going to be making your debut. He heard that story about 10-year-old me and like just wanted to give me that moment. It was the most special thing in the world.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On January 19th, 1989, President Ronald Reagan bid farewell to Americans in his last address as president.
I've spoken of the Shining City all my political life, but I don't know if I ever quite communicated what I saw when I said it. But in my mind, it was a tall, proud city built on rocks stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, and teeming with people of all kinds, living in harmony and peace. A city with free ports that hummed with commerce and creativity. And if there had to be city walls, the walls had doors, and the doors were open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here. That's how I saw it. And see it still.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, I went a little long on that last segment, but Mark Thiessen's next. Mark really had an interesting column yesterday. We're both outraged on a daily basis about the way we left Afghanistan. Now, in The Atlantic, an excerpt from a book that talks about the play-by-play of what happened in Afghanistan. As bad as you think it was, as ill-thought and conceived as you may have concluded, it is worse. It is worse. So I'm going to talk to Mark Thiessen about that and what it means for electoral fortunes. Keep in mind, and you probably forgot this, but Joe Biden was riding relatively high in the polls because everything was about the vaccine. He got 70% of the public taking the vaccine. People were beginning to go back to work anyway. Whatever credit you want to give him, he was been over 50%. Since he left Afghanistan the way he did, leaving all these Americans behind, not taking any blame, blaming Trump and his generals, saying no one ever advised him that this could go awry, that they'd be collapsing before September 1st. Since that time, he hasn't been over 45%. And most polls have him at 39%. And when you watch him lately, 70% of the country said too old to govern.
What's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities employees of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Do you know that each of the four New Testament Gospels presents a different picture of Jesus Christ? Do you realize the book of Acts reveals the birth and growth of the church?
I think I can answer those questions. Matthew presents Jesus Christ as king, Mark presents him as a servant, Luke presents him in his humanity, and John presents Christ in his deity. Acts records the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, the beginning of the church, and the exciting details of how the gospel spread around the known world.
I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas, president of Shasta Bible College and Graduate School, here with Chaplain Jane D'Angelo. I'm inviting you to enroll for Dr. Dan Isles' action-filled class this fall as he unpacks each gospel and guides students through the exciting events of Acts.
The class is titled New Testament Literature 1, and the semester begins on Tuesday, September the 5th from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. through to December the 11th. To enroll, call 530-221-4275 today. That's 530-221-4275.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Come join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, bucket truck rides, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join this celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. For more information, call 339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility.
Show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I would freeze the current lines of control. I would further make a hard commitment that NATO will not admit Ukraine to NATO. That's enough to get Putin to do the deal. But I will require something even greater in return, Jesse. Russia has to exit its military alliance with China. Right now, we're pushing Russia further into China's hands. The Russia-China military alliance is the single greatest threat that the United States faces today. And so just as Nixon did it in 1972, I'll do it in reverse. Pull Russia apart from China, and by the way, get Russia to also remove its military presence in the Western Hemisphere. Get out of the Western Hemisphere.
So President,
reopen economic relations with Russia. That's how we do it.
So if you heard some scribbling in the background, it is Mark Thiessen getting ready for his next column because he thinks that is a genius foreign policy. And he thought, why didn't I think of that? It's so effective. All you have to do is ask Vladimir Putin to stop hanging out with China, say you can keep that 20% of a country you invaded, and then just promise not to do any military exercises with them. That's going to work perfect, Mark.
It is. I think we should put this guy, parachute this guy into the Oval Office right now. We'll have world peace.
Right.
And
I mean,
puppies and rainbows and unicorns for everyone. It's going to be awesome.
What is your what are your thoughts that he repeats this? And I like Vivek, but I did an interview special for his book 3 years ago for our channel. And everyone, I admire his success and his ability to go out there. But this foreign policy is not worthy of his intellect.
No, it's not. And it's so amateurish. It's almost like criminally stupid. You know, the idea that, first of all, Russia and China don't have a military alliance. It's not like NATO, right, where you can, like, enter it and exit it. It's an informal, no-holds-barred or no-limits partnership that they announced. That they, before the invasion of Ukraine, Xi Jinping, he had 40 meetings with Vladimir Putin, more than any other leader in the world. He has been courting and forming Putin and forging this relationship for a long time. The idea that Vivek Ramaswamy is going to come into the Oval Office and somehow magically convince Vladimir Putin to abandon the alliance of autocracies, the informal alliance of autocracies, and join the West and be part of, be with us in exchange for 20% of Ukraine is just, it's so dumb, it's disqualifying.
Right, and he's not dumb. That's just it.
I'm not saying he's dumb. His idea is dumb. And honestly, you know, with all respect, when you have a dumb idea like this and people point out to you how dumb it is and you double down on it, that does kind of call into question your overall intelligence.
A good point. Also, your stubbornness. Maybe you realize you don't want to back out of it. And you could, I'm going to protect Taiwan until 2028. And then I'm going to go back to our strategic ambiguity. So...
I mean, but that's, again, so what he's saying is that the only reason we have any interest in Taiwan is because they produce 90% of the high-end semiconductors that we need for our economy. So his solution is we're going to get semiconductor independence by 2028, which is not going to happen. I mean, I would love it. It would, you know, but again, I'd also love puppies and rainbows. You know, we can increase our self-reliance on these things, and we can do that, but we're not going to be semiconductor independent by 2028. But let's say magically we did have puppies and rainbows and semiconductor independence. Then he's saying after that, our commitment to Taiwan is over. And so what China hears is, so I can invade Taiwan in 2028. Got it. Marking my calendar. We're good. We need a little time to build up our military, too, so this is perfect for us. We'll cut that deal. No problem. Go ahead, Vivek. Do it. I mean, it shows such a lack of understanding of how the world works, of how great power conflict has happened over it. It's like a guy who read, like, a foreign policy book and wrote a freshman paper coming up with, like, great ideas on why all the great strategic thinkers in history were wrong and came up with his own solutions and doesn't realize how amateurish and how sophomoric they are and is actually campaigning for president on them. It's so beyond, I've quite frankly never seen it.
So in this political realm right now, you wrote a column yesterday. You and I are both, like many Americans, especially those who served or have Operation Pineapple type units that gave up their 401ks to get our allies and Americans out because of the way Joe Biden decided to leave. As you may or may not have read the Atlantic story about the play-by-play of Afghanistan, it is really more epically incompetent than you can ever imagine. It really is one guy's arrogant, stubborn approach that he knows better, telling the military, pull everybody out, we'll all be fine, and when it all collapses, he blames Trump and says, no one advised me that this could happen. That is pure...
A lie.
Yeah, it is a lie, which went into your column. Tell me your thoughts about how the president didn't pay a price for this at the midterms, but will next time in 24.
Well, I think if he loses the presidency, and I don't know that he will, because he should have lost the midterms if he didn't, but that's another topic. But if he does lose the presidency, it'll be because of Afghanistan. And it won't be because people are going into the voting booth with the images of the dead Americans at Abbey Gate in their mind, or with the images of the Afghans falling off of the fuselage of American jets like that. It won't be because of that. It'll be because that was the moment when they decided he was incompetent and mentally unfit. Like, that was the turning point. If you look at the, again, my column, I go through all the polls. If you want to get the actual numbers, I encourage you to go to the Washington Post and read my column. But before the Afghan withdrawal, before the fall of Kabul, he had never been below 50% approval. And immediately after Kabul fell, he fell below 50% for the first time. Then he went underwater where his disapproval rose up to above his approval, and he's never recovered on that, right? So he's been – that was the turning point where Americans said, this guy is no good. Then on top of that, his numbers starting in October right after the withdrawal was the first time that you saw that people – the majority of Americans said he's mentally unfit. He's incompetent, and his approval numbers on honesty and trustworthiness. Before Afghanistan, a majority of Americans said he's honest and trustworthy. Then they saw him lie. They saw him say, nobody advised me to keep troops in, and that wasn't true. Yeah. They said the Al-Qaeda isn't with the Taliban. Wasn't true. This was an extraordinary success. Wasn't true. And they stopped listening to him, and then all of his numbers, one by one, on every other issue, fell. Because when you lie to people about one thing, they assume you lie about everything. And so they don't believe you when you say the economy is getting better. They don't believe you when they say we got a plan to control the border. They don't believe you. And so literally this one incident is what pulled the floor out from under him on every other issue. And so, yeah, they won't necessarily be voting on Afghanistan, but every American will be voting on Afghanistan.
Okay, and 77% of the country, and well over two-thirds of Democrats think he's too old to run, but yet he's still running, which is insane, right? I mean, it's not 70%. This is most Democrats think he's too old. You have about seven surrogates fanned out campaigning for him because he obviously can't. He does not do interviews. He's been constantly on vacation. He has been 60 times he spent weekends in Delaware, let alone the Lake Tahoe excursions. So he can't. He's showing everyone he can't do the job. And this new book saying that he's always tired and that he's being treated like a toddler by his staff, that's not going to help, Mark.
No, it's not. But keep in mind, he won the presidency that way in 2020.
But he had no. You could honestly say he had no choice.
He won it from his basement in Delaware. He could win it from the basement in the White House. It matters. The only chance he has of keeping the presidency is if voters look and say that we like the Republican nominee worse, less, right? So Joe Biden right now, if you go to the 538 average, they go back and compare polling averages for every president in the history of polling. The first polling president was Harry Truman in the modern age of polling. And he is the most unpopular president in the history of presidential polling, going all the way back to World War II, except for two, Jimmy Carter and Donald Trump. They're the only ones who he is not less popular than. And with Trump, it depends on the day. He goes up and down with Trump. So if you've got the least popular president in the history of polling, why would you decide to choose the guy who competes with him for being the least popular as your nominee?
And here's the thing. I'm sure you've also seen this. Head-to-head, if you put Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, Trump does better head-to-head with Biden than those other two.
No one knows them yet. No one knows them yet. I mean, that, truly, you know, that you could say he's that. I just don't buy that. I think that the problem that Trump has and why he has neither Nikki Haley or DeSantis or any of the other Republican candidates have is that he's a known quantity and swing voters have made their judgment about him. So the Wall Street Journal poll by Tony Fabrizio, who's used to be Trump's pollster, is a pollster for a pro-Trump super PAC. He asked people who disapprove of both Trump and Biden, who do you disapprove of more? And Biden won that by 39 points. 56 to 15. So the voters who disapprove of Joe Biden, who we need to vote for the Republican to come over, disapprove of Trump even more by a 39-point spread. So, you know, this election's going to get decided by a couple hundred thousand people, swing voters, in five states. That's the target. That's the people you have to convince to win the presidency. And I say this with sadness, not anger, because I think Donald Trump was one of the greatest presidents in my lifetime. I think that in office, his accomplishments were second to none. I mean, from the Abraham Accords to to taking out Qasem Soleimani to the economy to
tax reform.
Go through the list. He's one of the most accomplished presidents. He has alienated the people. The reason he's not a two-term president is because two-term presidents go out and convince people who didn't vote for you the first time to vote for you the second time, and he did the opposite.
But the one thing that's happening, if he finds a way to survive these cases, and if they're put off till after the election, he has done almost the impossible again. These cases, the aggression, the pure politics that are involved in it, Letitia James deciding that he inflated his worth, therefore when he paid off his loans it wasn't right. He's got no debt. He's paid off all his loans. He's got nobody coming after him for anything. And yet, Letitia James, pure politics. Alvin Bragg, pure politics. I could argue that Jack Smith's aggression, he's as over his skis as he was with Menendez, Edwards, as well as McConnell of Virginia. And then you have this ridiculous suit in with 19 people in Georgia. And people are going, yeah, I didn't want to see Trump again, but I resent this. And I think that's the one thing when we were having these conversations after the midterms, I didn't anticipate.
But here's the thing. So I resent it, too. I think they're weaponizing the justice system. Two things can be true at the same time, that they are weaponizing the justice system against Donald Trump and that Donald Trump did things that gave them the pretext to do that. So walk with me through an alternate history of the last 3 years. Donald Trump presides over a smooth transition, doesn't accept that he lost, but invites Biden to the White House, attends the inaugural, and it gives a farewell speech in which he says, like MacArthur, I'll be back in 4 years. And then he goes to Georgia, and instead of trying to turn around the election results there, holds the Senate in Republican hands. And as a result, Biden can't spend $5 trillion. And then he goes out and recruits people in the midterm elections. And when he finds out that he has classified information, he does what Mike Pence did and hands it back. And then he goes out and he wins the midterms for Republicans by recruiting people who could actually win races. All of a sudden, he would be up right now by 20 points, and it would be heading towards a landslide victory.
I mean, no, 100%. No, 100%.
There would be none of this. None of this could be.
Yep, we'll say we might have lost him.
Yes, they hate him. Yes, they're mistreating him, but he makes it easy for them. And I don't want to spend the next year talking about Donald Trump. I want to talk about Joe Biden and why he has to be out of office. And with all these cases going on, all we're going to be talking about is the 2020 election and Donald Trump.
All right, so what changed when you saw 8 on the stage without Donald Trump? What do you think changed after that this week and as we get set for the Dana Perino-Stuart Varney debate at the end of September?
So I think that Nikki Haley did a really good job, and I think she emerged. I think Ron DeSantis did himself some good. If you look at the polls, his support increased a little bit, and his favorables went up. I think what's got to happen here is you've got to winnow the field. So basically there are two primaries going on. There's the primary to take on Trump, and then there's the primary against Trump. And every debate we should be increasing the threshold that it takes to get there. So the first debate, it was 1%, and that knocked out a couple of people who shouldn't have been on the stage. There were still too many people on that stage. I think in the next debate, we should have fewer. It should be 3. I think they're saying it's 3%. It should be 5% polling. And then the next debate, 7. And the next debate, 10. And eventually, you got to get it down to 2 people, and we got to decide between those 2 people. And then you have one person going against Trump for the when we come in January. If you got like 7 or 8 people on the ballot going against Trump, then he's going to win. It's done.
Well, that's where it is right now. We'll have to see if he gets out for that next debate. I think he might do
but
it.
But in all of those states, he's at 42, 43, 44%, which means 56, 57, 58% of Republicans want somebody else. So it's a question of whether there is a electorate ready to nominate somebody else, but it's got to be one person. We can't have a crowded field.
Mark Thiessen, always interesting, great column, and will tell Vivek Ramaswamy that you will not be his Secretary of State. I'm going to tell him.
I will not be, and I don't think the chances of that being necessary are very high.
You'd have a hard time with those policies. Thanks, Mark. Enjoy Labor Day. Back in a moment.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently?
and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Well, they say there are certain things that shouldn't be brought up at the kitchen table, but not here at the Duffys. So pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
And we're going to share some real-life solutions as well to the everyday issues that you all talk about. And we're going to talk about some of those things that we agree on.
And some that we don't.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Fascinating behind-the-scenes Republican conversation about Senator Tim Scott. Donors are very concerned about the fact that Senator Scott is 57 and single. They're saying, is there something we should know? The fact that he's a bachelor, and America hasn't had a bachelor president in more than a century, they're concerned that if they go all in on him, then in a very conservative party, that could suddenly be an issue. Because the answer so far about about this from Senator Scott and from the campaign have been vague. What has that done? It's been just like in real life. It's made everyone just more curious about it. Axios is able to report this morning the Scott campaign now saying that Senator Scott will address this issue in the next couple weeks.
All right. That is Mike Allen of Axios, founder, talking about Mike Scott. I did hear that at the debate. People were asking me, analysts were telling me, why is Tim Scott not married? You know, people are asking that question in all communities. And I thought, well, it's none of your business. But then again, it is, because if you want to find out who's going to be in the Oval Office, you want to find out what goes on, you know. And I think at this point, it doesn't really matter. Do you think it matters?
Yes, and I mean, I understand his point. Like, donors want to know, is there going to be some surprise that comes out, right? I mean, right. If there's one thing to have your private, like, private, but, you know, you don't want some scandal to emerge in October of 2024.
But, I mean, Republicans have embraced Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
but, I mean,
the 1976
her life
gold
has been
motorway.
Very transparent. I mean, you know all of the relationships, you know,
right.
It's been on reality TV, so there's no surprise there.
Understood. So that's an interesting way to go. The other thing is that I found that I almost thought, and I think you know this, Nikki Haley has got some momentum. And I've always said that she's so much better than people think. Oh, she has no traction. She's been in it forever. But people just needed to put her on stage. Vivek Ramaswamy is the best thing to ever happen to Nikki Haley. Jemele Hill going after Nikki Haley, calling her a racist, best thing that could ever happen. I thought that when Tim Scott was called out, too, I think that's the best thing that happened to him. You need a foil. You need a reason to be passionate.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.